It's showtime.
Go head on with Bob Kincaid. 3 hours of conversation, cussing and a discussing with America's only born and bred Southern liberal talk host. Head on with Bob Kincaid is brought to you each night by Coal River Mountain Watch. Coal River Mountain Watch invites you to become part of the solution, part of a sustainable future, part of the uprising against mountaintop removal. Coal River Mountain Watch, CRMW.net. And now, from high in the hills of beautiful West Bicod, Virginia, here's Bob Kincaid on the Head On Radio Network.
Well, howdy. A little bit late getting to the air, but these things happen.
Yeah.
Well, here we are. The end of June 2021. The first month, or at least the first partial month of summer, is over. We have July and August. That's 62 days. And then, it's about 82. I guess we got about 82, 83 days of summer left. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be a bummer or anything. I keep up with these kind of things because this is my favorite time of year. Hi, I'm Robin. It is Prayer Meeting Wednesday on the Horn, and we've got lots of stuff to go into, lots of Prayer Meeting Wednesday stuff to go into. And, of course, if you run over to headon.live and click on chat room, well, you'll be greeted by early arrivers Anatole and Jeremy in Vermont and Otto DeShot and Squeaky and Stockton Larry and capably moderated by occasionally competent chat room moderator, me. I presume Brother Bishop Steve will be along presently. They're probably working him like a mind mule today. It's been that way, as he discussed on the program Friday or so ago. And every program here at the Horn begins with gratitude, and this program is no different. I need to send out, I've got to send out thanks, big thanks, to, let me get things going here. Yeah, all better now. The drum loop is over. Thanks so very much to David, and thanks to Donald. Thank you both immensely. That takes us down to $395 to go. Don't do that to me. It is not the end of June, Robin. Tomorrow is the 31st of June. Just on the Q calendar, of course, yes. Donald and David took us down to $395 to go to finish the month of June on track. And this is, of course, the last program of the month. And we save our thank yous to the Patreon, to our Patreon subscribers for the last day of the month, because of the way that Patreon, you know, works. Basically, they bill backwards. So, for instance, tomorrow they will pull out. Tomorrow they'll take contributions for June. I know it sounds nuts, doesn't it? But that's how it goes. Just bizarre. And so, thanks. Thanks ever so kindly to all of our Patreon subscribers. And I'm so seldom at the page, but it is forever. There we go, I hope. Sorry for the... No, that's not what I wanted. Why? No, that's not it. Well, where did it go? It's really, really frustrating. But at any rate, thank you to each and every one of our Patreon subscribers. This is not the sanest interface in the world. There, finally, thank you. Thank you very kindly to Dave and the Blind. Thank you to Janice. Thank you to David. Thank you, Eve. Thank you to our dear friend Rico and DeBerg. Thank you, Katie. And thank you, Jake. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, Jimmy, in the Great Northwest. Thanks to Bernadette, she of Pre's Trees, that miracle salve that helps so many members of the Blue Dot and the Horn Family Community Congregations. Thank you, Irwin in Montana, and thank you to Ed. Thank you, John in North Dakota. Thank you to Oak. Thank you to Dave number 11. Thank you, Mark. Thanks to Michael of the Guffins. Thank you, Baltimore Bob. Thank you to Jeff in Slow. Thank you, Kay. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you, Ruth. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Annette. Thank you, Joanne. Lori, thank you very kindly. Thanks as well to Joyce. Thank you to Vernon in San Diego. Thank you, Glenn. Thank you to Kat. Thank you to Marty. Thank you, Brendan. Thank you, Scott in Wisconsin. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you to the Nubian. Thank you, Carl. Thank you twice, Erwin. Thank you, Barb. Thank you to Horst in Taiwan. Thank you to Robin. Thank you, Terrace. Thank you so very kindly. Thank you to Fab. Thank you to Brother Deacon Asa. And thank you to Jeremy in Vermont. Thank you all so very kindly for being partial sponsors of the program. Hey, Steve. Hey, Throbin, I had a power outage. Evidently a squirrel or something tripped a circuit. Happens all the time. Well, you know, all we have to have is, you know, thunder somewhere in, you know, Missouri, and the power goes out here, so I certainly understand that. I announced this yesterday. I was planning on being at a funeral today, but they changed the arrangements to a memorial at a date to be named later. So I'm glad to be here. I hope y'all are too. So like I said, we got $395 to finish June, and it really is critical that we do that. If we can raise the $395, since the program's over, yay, I get to pay my health insurance premium, because everything else gets paid before that, because, you know, things have to be kept on. And so that's where we are, $395. Like I said, it's prayer meeting Wednesday. And we got prayer meeting stuff, but there's also, well, I'm beginning to wonder, you know, maybe I was wrong. Is tomorrow the last day of the Supreme Court term? I thought it was today. And the other shoe has never dropped. I've waited and I've watched all day long, but no, all the breaking news has been about Bill Cosby getting out of the joint and Donald Rumsfeld heading to hell. And the approval for the select committee in the House to investigate the attack on the Capitol of the United States and on constitutional governance itself on January the 6th that was perpetrated, you know, of course, by a bunch of maggots. Just saw some news coming out. from Senator Mark Warner of Virginia saying, we have a deal. Some deal. Last Thursday, we went to the White House where we reached an agreement with President Biden on a $579 billion blueprint to modernize our infrastructure, create millions of good-paying jobs, and improve American competitiveness. I want to share what's in our plan. Well, it's only $579 billion. A measly $110 billion for roads, bridges, and major projects. A measly $11 billion for safety. A paltry $48.5 billion for public transit. Well, I tell you what, that when they screw you, they screw you real good. So, you know, this is the deal they reached because otherwise the Republicans wouldn't go along. And, of course, Joe Manchin hates America so much that he would rather preserve the filibuster than see America, you know, get better. Right. And thank you. Thank you. Ralph's just sent along the Supreme Court calendar. I guess that's 2022. So I guess they're done. I guess they're on their way out of town. So that means the big screwing will now come during the October term, the first Monday in October. Mm-hmm. I know. Steve in New York says, June 31st, and to think it's just 5 months until November 31st. But damn, on a serious note, Thanksgiving just a little less than 5 months away. Oh, I know. Checking in with Kyle. $579 billion, Kyle says. My mother's currently wondering what I'm listening to that's so funny. We get fucked again. Spread over 8 years? Ugh. God, tell me again about the radical left, radical leftist Marxists who, you know, are controlling it. Oh, Jesus, just no. God damn it. Oh, well, what's a bridge collapsing here and there? What's an interstate highway system reverting to the gravel state, right? Sure. And just to get the program started. Struck by lightning. Joey writes, we were driving home last night and it was pouring rain and thundering and lightning. Jeffrey just loves the thunder and lightning because it comes from way up in the sky and he often sticks his head out of the window in anticipation of another bolt striking all the way down to the ground. So I asked him, why do you like the thunder and lightning so much, Jeffrey? And Jeffrey, with a lightning quick response, said, well, if the lightning hits the car, we will then have a... with the lightning hits the car, we'll have an electric car. Oh, dear. We're off and running with the giraffe. Last night on the show, Robin, you were making fun of Donald J. L. Trump because he referred to the moon as a plant. Well, what happened was this. When Trump was in Cleveland last weekend, he stopped at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And when he mentioned the moon as a plant, he was alluding to The Who's Keith Moon and Led Zeppelin's Robert Plant. If he wanted to talk about people from the space program, he would have mentioned his children. Okay, that's all. Yeah, all right. That was a very tired little jingle. Joey notes Steve in New York brought back some great memories with his mentioning of the red seats in the old Riverfront Stadium. Those seats were in the upper deck and were affectionately known as the cheap seats. Yes, you could see the skyline of Cincinnati if you went to the very top, and that was quite a view. I often bought those seats, but never sat in them. I remember in 1972, on the way to the Smoky Mountains, we drove by old Crosley Field, which was in the process of being torn down. And then we drove by beautiful, modern Riverfront Stadium, which was only 2 years old at the time. That stadium was beautiful for its time, and I loved watching games there. I wouldn't actually get to my first game there until my sister and I drove down in the fall of 79. We actually sat down close to the field in the blue seats, which were the most expensive. I think the seats went from bottom to top, blue, green, yellow, and red at the very top. I kept those expensive box seat blue tickets for years because I had an idea. The idea was simple. I'd purchase a red seat ticket at the box office, and then once the stadium, I'd pull out the blues from that September game in 1979 with my sister, and
walked down the tunnel leading to the box seats on the field. I probably did that a dozen times over the years as it worked like a charm. That's clever indeed. Of course, you know, Riverfront, Three Rivers, Atlanta Fulton County, Veterans Stadium in Philly, Bush Stadium in St. Louis. They were all the same concrete donut design. They were supposed to be multi-purpose, and you could play football or baseball in them. And they had, horrible AstroTurf surfaces that destroyed the knees and careers of God alone knows how many otherwise brilliant athletes. Jeffrey reflects on Joey's gorilla seating. Yes, Joey maintains this on this prayer meeting Wednesday that he was a poor kid back in the 80s, but not poor in spirit, as the good book says. Joey says he'll never forget a doubleheader that he attended back in 1986 when the Reds played their hated rivals, the Dodgers, and he was seated in about the fifth row. There were two or three drunk guys in front just heckling Tommy Lasorda, and Lasorda was having none of it. He just looked at these three guys and yelled, "You assholes obviously can hold your alcohol very well, and you probably can't hold a job either. Now shut the hell up." Lasorda was from Norristown, PA, just outside Philly, and that's where Bill Cosby was tried and convicted of sexual assault 3 years ago. What is this today? I read Cosby's conviction was overturned. What the hell happened? I didn't think that guy had a prayer of escaping the long arm of the law, not even on prayer meeting Wednesday. Jeffrey, did you see that Donald Rumsfeld died? Well, you're getting all the way into the stack, Joey. You got to give a girl a chance here. Jeffrey said, yes, and may he rest with Rush Limbaugh, considering Rumsfeld loved to lie just like Rush. Maybe God struck him dead with some lightning for all his lies about Iraq. Once again, Darlene was so insightful last night, as she always is. Whenever Darlene comes on the air, Joey and I just stop what we're doing and listen intently. Her point about the projection of what Donald Jr. said last night was so poignant. Darlene pointed out that Donald Jr. accused Joe Biden of sharing the nuclear codes with Putin, which everybody knows is utter bullshit. What is not bullshit is the point that Darlene made concerning projection and the fact that more than likely Jr.'s father, Donald the traitor Trump, conveyed those codes to Putin himself. After hearing that, Joey and I felt like we'd just been hit by lightning. This has been Joey's Journal for Prayer Meeting Wednesday, the 30th day of June, with Giraffe reminding you all that there's still one more day left on the QAnonsense bullshit calendar. So please contribute to the horn accordingly. And there's a $10 Blue Lightning Special Challenge. Thank you very kindly, Joey and Giraffe. If that's met, that'll get us down to $375 to go, and it is critical that we finish the month fully funded so that we're not starting, you know, tomorrow in a hole. Okay? And so, you know, I can keep my health insurance. Kyle is Kyle's definitely into the scene this evening. I sat up in those red seats many times at Riverfront Stadium. I have great memories of that place, including attending the last Bengals game there in 1999. And Kyle adds, "Well, there goes sleep for a while." after Joey and Giraffe's Journal, and Kyle observes, the media and the right-wingers are doing the Donald Rumsfeld was a great statesman for the United States routine for one of the leading liars about weapons of mass destruction and one of the people who has so much blood on his hands for all the innocent civilians killed by dim leader. That seems like a lifetime ago now, doesn't it? I can't take it. I understand, Kyle. I so very do understand. I saw that. Well, today was pretty. It was hot, but it was pretty. And so I decided to take a walk down my nearby rail trail. Went down to the... And then scrambled down the bank and went down to the creek. And that was where I got the notification that, in fact, Donald Rumsfeld was dead. And for some people, you just can't do that whole nil nisi bonum thing. He was a horrible human being. He was a bad, terrible, awful, no good, crooked, criminal, rotten human being. And whatever end came to him was probably far too gentle. I hope that his name is remembered and reviled in Iraq and Afghanistan for 10,000 years. He was Secretary of Defense, and he despised the members of the military he oversaw. He lied, and 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 he lied in order to create that godforsaken slaughter in those two pitiful countries. And God knows how many, in excess of 5,000 families that he shattered here by wasting the lives of their loved ones in that just insanely stupid war of choice, that war crime. And yet, one of the first things I thought of when I saw the news that he was dead is, and yet, son of a gun, the biggest American war criminal of modern history is still alive. Somebody explain that to me. How the hell is Henry Kissinger still alive? And even when his time comes, he will still cheat justice. He should have been extradited to Chile or Spain or Vietnam or Laos or Cambodia ages ago. But we protect our war criminals, don't we? Of course we do. So, now, that's one. Now we wait for the notification on Richard B. Big Time 5 Death Dick Cheney. And whoever's that decent human being's heart is that's beating in his chest. Mm-hmm. True, Kyle. Kyle says, they say evil never dies. Kissinger might be proof of that. God, his evil has some longevity, doesn't it? Rumsfeld died, Matt says. That makes my day. I know. It kind of put a spring in my step, too, Matt. I was back on the upslope up the trail. It's an old narrow gauge railroad trail. And it's, you know, going down the trail's easy. Going back up is a little bit of a slog. But suddenly I found it a little easier to breathe. I found it a little easier to take that next step, a little easier to go up the grade because, well, the quantum of justice in the universe went up proportional to the degree that Donald Rumsfeld went down. And I'm sure over on the for-profit media, I haven't dared to turn it on because I knew that there would be in between segments about the building collapse in Florida, that they're the death orgy of Donald Rumsfeld would take up the day. But then, lo and behold, they decided to let Bill Cosby out of the stir based on a screw-up by a guy named Castor. You might recognize his name. He was the lead counsel in the second Trump impeachment trial. And he's the one who fucked up the conviction of Bill Cosby so that the women that he was convicted of drugging and raping could never see justice completed. Yeah, Bruce Castor. And basically what the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said was, let him out, because Cosby, as Randy Radar points out, Cosby made a deal with a prosecutor. That was Castor. That prosecutor was replaced, and the new guy didn't honor the deal. And that was dirty dealing on the part of the prosecution and sufficient to let Cosby out. Oh, for sake. Well, Don't drink around Bill Cosby, okay? Ladies, please. Because I'm pretty sure he's not rehabilitated. Thank you, Ralphs. Thank you so much. There's a $20 challenge on the table courtesy of Ralphs. Ralphs will double the next 20 bucks that comes in. It's so critical that we finish the month fully funded. I get really, really anxious about things like health care. I've struggled. I've kept it going for several months now. And it's frightful. It is frightful to contemplate. It's expensive, too. Thank you, Ralphs. Our infrastructure, Steve in New York says, so our grade is C-, just up from D-plus last year. And we need $2.59 trillion to properly modernize our infrastructure. More proof of those greedy, money-grubbing civil engineers wanting to eat their crab legs. So the people who actually do that stuff for a living say we need $2.59 trillion. But hey, they're also excited because they struck a deal with a bunch of goddamn Republicans who don't care if this country falls to pieces for half a trillion. I wonder whose bridge doesn't get fixed. Who do we call when the bridge collapses that we didn't have the money to fix and a whole bunch of people die? Yes. Call Joe Manchin. Call chinless Moscow Mitch McConnell. And Matt in San Francisco has a great observation. Listen, can we just call it defense spending? If we just call infrastructure spending defense spending because the cost goes to defend us from things falling down and killing us, will they get on board with that? $800 billion a year might make a difference. Signed, Matt, in the United States of Mansion. Yeah. We're saddling our grandchildren with debt that we should be ashamed of ourselves for. Oh, God, the degree of stupidity. Just never, never. Oh. Right, let's call it, just label it Pentagon, and they'll be all over themselves. Yet another example of somebody who couldn't keep his pants on, says Bill Cosby, says Randy Radar. And I heard a story today, since it's prayer meeting Wednesday, about, of all places, please, a decades-long sexual abuse scandal in a yoga operation. Some, like, guru Swami Devananda or some such. Savananda. Yoga, Savananda Yoga, something like that. And these skeevy old swamis sexually abusing women and getting away with it. And, you know, you never hear, I mean, I guess it happens some, but not nearly to the degree that... I mean, yoga is supposed to be about finding inner peace and breathing, and yeah, I mean, it, but apparently you can't go to yoga with some old bearded dude without him getting all gropey and fucky. Is there any religion... Honest to Pete, is there any religion on planet Earth that doesn't have some skeevy old, gross, rapey old dude running it? Yeah. Oh, and back to Donald Rumsfeld. I guess we just sort of want to celebrate a little bit. I mean, I wonder. I mean, it's hard for the. It's hard for the grieving in Iraq and Afghanistan to celebrate because the grief of their loss is probably still topmost in their minds. But Brother Deacon Asa says, well, darn it. I neglected putting him in my Deadpool for 2021. On the other hand, I guess Rumsfeld knows about all the unknown unknowns now that he's with Jesus. Hashtag this sumbitch is going to be on the front page. I love that joke so much. You know, the guy who stops by the newsstand every morning, pays for a newspaper, looks at the newspaper, checks above the fold and below the fold, and then just sets it back down and walks away. And finally, the news vendor says, "Hey, why do you do that?" And the guy says, "I'm just looking to see if somebody died." He goes, "Well, the obituaries are way in the back of the paper." He goes, "Nah, this son of a bitch is going to be on the front page." It's a beautiful thing. Rumfield, Jack in Shreveport says, "The send-off of people like Rumfield with flowery language is really just another instance of the right wing and others rewriting history, at least for a bit." Oh, I know. But at least some of us somewhere can do a little truth-telling. Thank you. Thank you to Jack in Shreveport. Jack met Ralph's challenge. So that takes us down to, where were we? 455. And thank you to Nina. Nina met Joey and Giraffe's challenge, and that gets us down to 435. And thank you so very kindly to Kevin. Thank you, Kevin, getting us down to 410. Thank you so much. No, 310. 310. 310. It's so very kind and so much appreciated. No, I didn't know that. I'll have to read that after the program. Yoga people behaving badly. Do you know the events behind the Beatles song, Dear Prudence? I'm almost afraid to click it. I know that panic, Charlene in Rogues Island says. I know that panic that we, the self-employed people, experience around premium time. I'm putting up a $100 challenge. I'll add 25 more when it's met. Your ally in Rogues Island. Oh, thank you, Charlene. Thank you so much. That is so profoundly helpful. So that would get us down to 110 to go. And then that would, and then with the extra 25, if it's met, that would get us down to 85 to go. That's huge. That's really huge. So thank you. Thank you again, Charlene. And thank you as well to Ralphs and to Joey and Giraffe and Jack and Nina. Thank you. Thank you profoundly. And Nina says, "Great show." Thank you. That means the world. I do love knowing that this program means something to folks. Oh, and Kevin says, "Greetings from me and Tracy. We're here in Rogues Island for a few days. Narragansett, Scarborough Beach." That sounds just lovely. I hope I can get away to the seashore sometime, sometime this summer. Not yet. I'll have to make do with just going down the creek, but it was awfully pretty down there today. I saw this, and what I said was, I put it up on social media. You never know what you're going to see when you go down a trail, even if you've gone down it 100 times before. There's always something different. In the few months since I had been last down that trail, a massive piece of sandstone had sheared off the cliff face and tumbled down onto the trail, almost blocking the entire trail. Made for a nice little bench, but I really would not have wanted to be there when that happened. Whew, scary stuff. But it was beautiful. And so when I scrambled down the bank to where the creek is, and you can see the picture over on Facebook, I saw this plucky little pine tree. And it's a young'un, but it is growing in a piece of sandstone rock in the middle of the creek, a boulder. And, you know, that is the very essence of the determination of life to live. And as my big sis Terry pointed out, sandstone doesn't turn into sand all by itself. It has help. But I just loved, you know, like I said, all day long I've been waiting for the other shoe to drop from the Supreme Court, which means they're really going to screw us in October. But, you know, just those moments of natural beauty. I've always had a place to go. Just about all, you know, once I got out and started rambling around on my own fairly early in life, I've always had a place to go and just sit and be quiet in nature and let the madness and the hurly-burly sort of dissipate. And that's my place now, to go down there to the creek and listen to the water. The way the sun was shining on the water and the creek running downhill to the new river, there was a reflection that was, it was like a movie screen. The boulder was like a movie screen, and the reflection of the water was projected onto the boulder. Got a little video of that too. Maybe I'll put that up at some point. About 30 seconds. It's just another reminder of how exquisite is this place, and how worth the fight it is. You know, every evening at the end of the program, and for all I know, people go click, it's over, and never hear it. But at the end of the program every evening, I implore the members of our little Horn Family Community Congregation to pretty please reach out to your member of the House of Representatives and ask them to co-sponsor H.R. 2073, the Appalachian Communities Health Emergency Act, the AHEC Act. And I note at the end of the program that it means the world to Appalachia. It really, really does. Because this place is full of wondrous natural beauty. And it's about damn time we stopped blowing it up, stopped destroying it, stopped poisoning it. As you go down the trail, there is what is obviously an old coal mine drift mouth, you know, where they entered into the mine and, you know, went back under the hill. And like almost all the old coal mines in West Virginia, this one is leaking acid mine drainage. And it was stark. This bright orange poison leaching out of the old drift mouth. And apparently moss is fond of it, because it almost looked like somebody had come in and spray-painted some sort of abstract design, but it was nature at work. The acid mine drainage pouring out onto the green of the moss, and it was wild, just wild. Jack in Shreveport says, I've been seeing tweets, ads that say the ACA health premiums can go as low as $10 a month with some subsidies from somewhere. I don't know if that's genuine or a lame plan or what, but I was wondering if you'd say, yeah, I've seen it. But I've got what I've got, and I don't want to screw around with it, because there's too much at stake. And at least it doesn't have insane deductibles. So I'll just try to do the best I can. What else? Well, a bunch. Being as how this is prayer meeting Wednesday, we should probably do some prayer meeting stuff. When last we checked in with Rick Wiles of True News — he doesn't spell true correctly, so he doesn't even spell true truly, which means he's not actually giving true news. He's just a gospel sharp and a hustler and an anti-Semite and more or less Nazi. But I mentioned the ordeal that Right Wing Watch, a project of People for the American Way, had to go through when YouTube took down their channel for hate speech, even though they were only reporting on the hate speech of the right wing, and they left the right wing hate speech channels up. Sheesh. Well, Rick Wiles was so happy because, well, Right Wing Watch does a fantastic job of documenting the hatred that spews like acid mine drainage out of an old drift mouth, out of his filthy right-wing evangelical mouth. He was so happy to hear about right-wing watch being shut down. Yeah, he said, it wasn't YouTube that shut it down. No, of course not. I mean, no, that doesn't have to be supernatural, right? Yeah, sure. Okay. Jeebus.
I suspect that there will be layoffs very soon inside the organization because there's no platform for them to spew their lies and propaganda. So
their lies and propaganda. All Right Wing Watch does is record these programs and cut out clips of these people behaving awfully. If there are any lies, they're lies that are being told by the people like Rick Wiles. If there's any propaganda, it's the propaganda that is spread by filthy liars like Rick Wiles. And, they're going to have layoffs. Yeah, he doesn't even realize that there's more to Right Wing Watch than just YouTube. Otne Ute Eitbre Ikre Islesway is.
Their writers, their editors, all the people that they had working to smear us and other ministries, what are they going to do? I suspect they're going to lose their jobs this week. If they get saved and come to know Jesus Christ and fill the Holy Spirit, we're hiring. But they got to be saved. They have to love Jesus Christ. They have to want to see the gospel expanded. I don't want to see them out of work. But I tell you, the first thing that came to my mind today, the Bible tells us not to gloat
right
over the demise of our enemies. But Romans 12:19 sums
it up very well.
Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord.
Yeah, don't gloat, he notes as he gloats.
And this is a...
Oh, they're all going to be out of work.
Example in real time.
Yes.
Where we didn't fight back against Right Wing Watch. I did what the Lord said.
They turn in Right Wing Watch every time a new video goes up.
Yeah. I never prayed, God, burn their building down. I just, Lord, bless them. Bless my enemies. I didn't fight. I didn't hire lawyers. I didn't sue.
Liar.
I turned it over to the Lord and said, you deal with my enemies in the way you see fit. He shut down Right Wing Watch today. Let me make this very clear today.
Jesus Christ shut down
Right Wing Watch.
Amen. Amen.
Not YouTube.
Jesus Christ shut...
Wait, Jesus Christ runs YouTube? I'm a little confused here.
Shut down Right Wing Watch today. This is an example of God working through unsaved people at YouTube.
Jews, probably.
To carry out his vengeance.
Maybe even some Muslims.
Against those who attack and smear his servants. And so I didn't have to lift a finger against Right Wing Watch.
Not that he could have. They say they don't like, they say they disapprove of witchcraft, but, they believe in it and they practice it. But the best part of it all is that YouTube looked up and said, oopsie, we fucked up, and put Right Wing Watch back up on YouTube, as I announced a couple of days ago. Oh, well, I guess your God fucked up, Rick. Oops. All-powerful, knows-all, sees-all, tells-nothing, prime mover in the universe. No, I don't guess so. Schmuck. Except Right Wing Watch is back on YouTube. Thought better of it, said Jesus. Matt in San Francisco, YouTube Jesus? Clearly Jesus needs to check his priorities. Yeah, if that, when you consider... how about a little miracle there, Jesus, for the 149 or so people that are probably dead, buried beneath the rubble of the Champlain South Tower in Surfside, Florida? A little miracle, please? No? Can't do that? You're imaginary? Oh, okay. Okay, just checking. Oh, and I'm sorry. I didn't notice. Professor Spicoli has his hand raised to speak to Brother Pastor Wiles.
You dick.
Yep. God. But remember, God couldn't protect him from the Chinese communists giving him COVID either. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Regarding the Supreme Court, note coming from Darlene. Call me paranoid, but the day ain't, to quote Nancy, over yet. Plus, I wouldn't put it past them to get the hellfire out of D.C. first and then have some helpless, hapless clerk release any remaining decisions. Well, I'm still kind of invested in being wrong about this. I'm not afraid to be wrong. In fact, there are times that I prefer to be wrong. I wish I'd been wrong about Donald Trump, you know, getting elected. I wasn't. Ugh. And I'd like to be wrong about the screwing coming. But if it's not here, then it's going to happen in October. Right, Randy Radar. But they took the right-wingers out of context, right? At least that's what the Mormons always say when they're called out by their own good book. Yeah, they took me out of context, right. Right Wing Watch, Leah, New York, says they were restored due to their appeal to G.O.D., giver of data. Okay. Yeah, giver of data. Okay, sure. And that, of course, is not all. Oh, no. We need to... where to go? Oh, we've got to check in with former liquor supply officer, fortunate son of a senator, Marion Robertson.
Marion?
Yep, right. Marion has decided to weigh in on the issue of, you know, we really need some scary music. Da-na-na, critical race theory. Da-na-na. Critical race theory is the horror. The horror. Because history. Yeah.
What is it that the people of color have been oppressed by the white people, and the white people begin to be racist by the time they're 2 or 3 months old? And therefore, the people of color have to rise up and overtake their oppressors. And then, having gotten the whip handle, if I can use that term,
you don't, Pat, don't
instruct their white neighbors how to behave. Now that's critical race theory.
No, it isn't.
And it sets people against one group against another. It is totally the
guts one group against what is Pat taking the new recently released Alzheimer's drug that a lot of people say doesn't work. That's not even remotely critical race theory. It ain't taught in school. It's not taught in kindergarten. It's not taught in elementary school. It's not taught in middle school. Not taught in high school. Not even taught in undergraduate college. It's master's degree and PhD level stuff. But, well,
the colored people are going to take the whip handle and instruct the white people how to behave.
No, no. No, Marion, no, they're not.
Divisive, and as has been said, this is the way the communists take over. They try to...
Hey, communists! Rosicrucians! Illuminati!
It gets so exhausting. God damn the stupidity. So much of the stupidity. Breathtaking stupidity. But it works. See, that's the thing. It works. It works with the rubes. It works with the people who do not wish to take the time to educate themselves. And that's all that matters. At least for the Marion Robertsons of the world. That's all. Communist critical race theory. Please.
Destroy the children. It is a monstrous evil. And you hear it, it sounds like, oh, critical race theory, that's okay. No, it's not. It doesn't want to have your children in the third grade indoctrinated into a hate group so that he'll want...
You're indoctrinating the third graders. They were doing fine in second grade. Now you get to third grade and they get cursive writing. And that, no, they took away the cursive writing and they replaced it with critical race theory.
I wish I was kidding. You just heard him say it. Marion, isn't it time for your nap? Please.
Of hating people or hating himself. And so the white people are supposed to feel guilty and they're supposed to have white guilt. And the people of color are supposed to cleanse them of that guilt by taking over. It is a monstrous evil.
Monstrous evil. Being cognizant of the effect of intrinsic systemic racism is a monstrous evil. Kind of makes you keep wondering about the God that he worships. I mean, you know, Marion, Yeshua there was without a doubt, you know, brown. Wasn't anything pale or pink or blue-eyed or blonde about him, if he was even real. And the pale pink people were the ones who murdered him. Mm-hmm. Eesh. And he reaches millions of people every day. And they will not be swayed. You can't teach them. Because they're emotionally invested in this degree of stupidity. Brother Deacon Asa says, and unlike Donald Rumsfeld, both Marion Gordon Robertson and Kenneth Maximus Copeland are firmly placed in my 2021 Deadpool. Time's a-wasting. It's a-running out. We're half done with the year. I know, Megan. Megan says, can't this dude just die already? I hate even asking that, but I'm so sick of listening to that shriveled up old dirtbag that I wish he'd just follow his pal Jerry Falwell to whatever great beyond they end up in. Just in the reverse pineapple conga line, that right there. And hey, Donald Rumsfeld. Yeah, enjoy your pineapple. Say hi to Rush. And I was reminded, look, the planet Earth got a little bit better today. Maybe that accounts for some of my optimism of late. It got better. The life on Earth got better when Rush Limbaugh got margin called with his talent on loan from God. And it got a little better today, too. And, yeah. I know, Megan. You get no pushback from me. And by the way, Lee in New York said, I'm not sure the Supreme Court's done. The June 2021 calendar shows it's not an argument day. It's not a non-argument day. It's not a conference day. It appears that it might be still an opinion issuance day. But it seems a little late in the day for it. Please be wrong. Please let me be wrong. I just want to be wrong. I feel very neglected, Steve in New York says. How is it that the commies, the abortionists, the quars, etc., get credit for destroying Merca? We dudists advocate the smoking of the marijuanas, drinking of the white Russians and oat sodas, preach the bowling, advocate for sloth and deliberate relaxation, see National Socialism as an ethos, but make sure not to keep our marmots within the city limits. Yeah, we don't get any credit. Well, that's because the trans people are out there, you know, creating earthquakes and volcanoes and the like. And, yeah. Just abide, Steve. Abide. Oh, and by the way, Megan adds, social media is going around saying the same guy who defended Trump during the impeachment trial was the one responsible for Bill Cosby's release. Can anyone in the Horn ad hoc research team? Yes, that's what I... Because if true, Megan says, I smell a rat. Bruce Castor. Look him up. He was involved in the second Trump impeachment. He was the lead pettifogger. And he was the prosecutor who struck the deal with Bill Cosby. Dirtbag. Yeah. Pretty sure that's how it played out. Oh, what else? We got Marion Robertson out of the way, prayer meeting Wednesday. Mr. Meth Pillow. One of the prophets, one of these gospel sharps, Hank Kuhneman, had Mr. Meth Pillow on his program. Yes, trans folk are to blame, Steve. So the trees in California were trans trees and not gay trees? Robin, I'm very confused. Well, they can be trans. You know, it's not all or nothing. It's not mutually exclusive. You can be trans and gay. It happens rather a lot. But yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. But Mr. Meth Pillow, because we all need a laugh. You know, if you get Mr. Meth Pillow on your program, you have to talk about how awesome he is, because, you know, he's one of America's best Christians.
There's a scripture that says that there was a man sent from heaven, and his name was John. There's a man sent from heaven named Mike Lindell.
Really? There was a man sent from heaven, and his name was John, and there's another man from heaven, and his name's Mike. Meth Mike. Oh, and thank you. Jeremy just jumped in on Charlene's sweating the health insurance premium challenge. So we've got 90 more bucks to go on that. I hope we can reach it. It's so important. Thank you. Thank you, Jeremy. Yeah, a man named Mike. Somehow I don't know. But John the Baptist was, you know, I will send someone to prepare the way. Who's Mr. Meth Pillow Mike? Who's he preparing the way for? Jesus H. Trump?
That God is using to wake up America with a different kind of awakening, and it's called a great awakening.
It's a different kind of awakening. It's that can't go to sleep because it did so much fucking meth kind of awakening. It's really awake. Yeah. Yep. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I'm awake. Well, thank you. Thank you, Megan. Megan says, first laugh of today, cowbell for Mr. Meth Pillow. After the events of today, I'm ready to get the hell off this planet and live on the moon, but that made me laugh. Man sent from heaven. Oh, fuck. I want what these turds are smoking. No, you don't. It's meth! But I'll take the cowbell where I can get it. And it's a different kind of awakening. Really, really perky, energetic awakening. And it kind of dissolves your teeth along the way, too.
the truth. And truth will have a voice. And I want to just say this, Pastor Gene. You know, God prophesied back August 16th of 2020. So maybe you're watching, you're saying, well, I don't believe in prophecy. Well, listen to this. August 16, documented prophecy from our ministry. God said they would steal the election, it would be delayed, and that they would have a planned chaotic...
Really? How did I miss that? Did the New York Times or the Washington Post cover it, or did anybody? Johnson City moral volcano and battle cry of freedom? Where was it?
Thing that they would do. The prophecy then goes on and says, God will give a sign. There'll come a great unmasking. And when the masks come off the mouths, you will see who did this, where they did this, when they did this, and why they did this. And God says, when that mask comes off, there will be a removal of political figures. Boy, I wonder who that can be. Well, the false clown administration that is in there illegally. And that's why.
You got to give him credit. The patter is wild. The false clown administration? Does that mean that Trump was the true clown administration? I'm just trying to sort out what all this means, if that's okay. Because like Steve, I can get confused. Steve did say, oh, I've got it now. Please understand my confusion is out of good faith. I'm losing track of the people to blame for things. The false clown administration. Oh, the goddess of irony does love these guys.
Why God is using men like this and others for the truth to come out, because God is restoring, Pastor Gene, our nation back to divine order. And it's why we've got to stand as bold Christians, preachers, those of you that voted for President Trump. You stood for what's right. Listen. Payday is coming, and it's coming fast. And I want to just say this. I had a dream on Sunday. And, God speaks to me in dreams. And I asked the president, he called me in the dream, and I asked him, I said, how are things going, President Trump? And he said,
Mr. Meth Pillow may not be the only one who's getting into the apothecary. Got a dream? Got a phone call in a dream?
Said to me, he said, Hank, it's going to happen sooner than you think. And then he said these words. He said, tell the people that they have been and are aggressively working on this, and we are going to see our nation restored to the people. And then the dream switched, and we were in some big meeting place, and we were singing the national anthem, and he had his hand over his heart. The military were there, and the patriots of America were rejoicing.
Had his hand over his heart, did he? Well, he's gotten better at it then, because I remember seeing him with his, hand over his spleen. Of course, says Randy in PA. Trump is Fucko the Clown. Anybody who listens to Malloy knows this to be true. He's the true clown in the White House, not the fake clown.
This is what's coming, and I'm telling you, we cannot back off. What we need to do is get behind men like this who God is using to bring the truth out, because it's going to shift things very soon.
Yeah, the funny thing is, the camera never goes off of Hank Kuhneman, and Mr. Meth Pillow is out of the shot and doesn't get to say anything. Oh, yeah. God speaks to me in dreams. How do you know it's God? What does God need with a starship? There we are again. Obligatory Star Trek reference for the evening. Mike Lindell's awakening. Lee in New York says, yeah, he's awakening from trying to sleep on a lousy pillow. It must be a rude awakening. I don't know why I can't sleep. Can't sleep. I can't sleep. I can't dream. I can't dream. God can't talk to me. God, if I can't sleep and God can't dream, I can't. God can't talk to me. I can't. Then the phone call from Dream Donald Trump won't come through. Is it? If we were doing more music on this program, this is where I'd fire up Dream Lover. Tell us about the rest of your dream, Hank. You true clown, you. God. I wish I was making this stuff up, but no, no. But Mr. Meth Pillow, nobody's held the intervention yet, because, well, it was about 2 weeks back, and in Tampa, Florida, they had their Restore America rally, because Merca needs to be restored, you understand. And, of course, it was a QAnon fest, QAnon sense, mm-hmm. that featured, of course, Mr. Meth Pillow, because naturally. And you know what? Joe Biden's going to have to stop being president real soon. No, really. Because Nitwit Nero gets to be president this fall. Yep.
And it's called a quo warranto. It's called a quo warranto. And people say, well, Mike, why haven't you brought it there yet? Because we've been living in the twilight zone. Every time you have something real, they're going, we're not going to look at it. Or the judges go, we're not going to look at it. Or legislatures. But you see, that's all changing now. You got the brave people in Arizona, Maricopa County. You got Georgia. We're going to Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. And I want to tell you something. If you didn't have the packet captures, there's another way to find all the evidence. You do full audits with the machines and the routers, and you can get it that way. So everything they're going to find in every state they do an audit, which, by the way, we've done a lot in other places. I've had Dominion machines for quite a while. That was a little joke on them.
He's still getting the shit suit out of him. Mm-hmm. And do you notice he talks without breathing? This is kind of a clue that somebody's engaging in some better living through chemistry. Matt in San Francisco pointing out, I didn't think you could dream. I dropped plenty of acid back in the day. Never once did I fall asleep, dream, and talk to God. No, that's the thing with acid. You don't have to fall asleep to do that. You're just sitting there in the form of a coffee pot or a potted plant or... you know, an old jigsaw puzzle. Or maybe your cat. Is that you, God? Mm-hmm. And the cat nods. Precisely. Stephen, New York. Donald Trump called me in a dream. I refuse to believe that this is real. I will not adhere to the notion that a fellow human is that fucking stupid. Someone really needs some medication. Risperdal is actually a pretty good psychotropic, antipsychotic. Right, yep, sure. But Mr. Meth Pillow isn't anywhere near done.
But by doing all this is just going to validate what we already have. So here's what I'm going to do. I know I got about a couple minutes here to tell you this. What I'm going to do to get this to the world, it's called a cyber symposium, okay? And what it is I'm going to have a venue at the end of July. It's your job, everybody, to get the word out to the world. Every cyber guy that has credentials, they're called CISSP credentials. They're going to be there. Let's say I got 200 of them from around the country. It can be Democrats. It doesn't matter. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, this machine thing should
machine thing
by China. Well, anyway, we're bringing in all the cyber guys.
China.
They're going to be there. Then we're bringing all the media. Maybe even Fox will show up. What a concept. And then we're going to bring in all senators, governors, even the corrupt ones, Brian Kemp, legislatures, secretary of states, state, and every single government official that wants to be there. Because when we show them these packet captures, we're going to just give them out to all them cyber guys. So
all them cyber guys. Cybernetic human beings. Woof! Dude is, I mean, it, yeah, it's kind of another one of those Jeff Spicoli moments.
I'm so wasted.
Yeah, I know.
So they can have their own guy go, how many votes were flipped here in Tampa? Here you go. boom, you know. So there you have it. It's going to be a worldwide event. Millions are going to see it, and those Supreme Court justices are going to look at it then, and they're going to go 9-0 that this country was attacked. The election's going to come down. Donald Trump will be in office by this fall. For sure.
For sure. And the little maggots are they're getting up on their own, standing on their feet, and they're waving their arms in the air like they're at an evangelical tent meeting. Woo-wee! Yes! Praise! Glory! Ha! Amen! Donald Trump's going to be in office for that. Well, he may be in somewhere, but I don't think he's going to be in the White House. He may be, you know, incarcerated. That would be nice. But the psychology of conspiracy theories, this kind of loopy shit, nothing is going to take them away from their faith. They're not going to walk willingly away from it. I know. Ralph says, oh my God, how crazy is Mike Lindell? Way crazy. You know, Pede Skills. Lee wants to know, can we reboot the pillow? It is sad that the routers can be the reason the vote tallies were wrong, including the hand recounts. If you don't know. Yeah. Bad things, man. Meth is bad. And, you know, good God, says Jack in Shreveport. Washington Journal this morning. A discussion on the bill to remove Confederate statues from the Capitol, I think. The ignorance shown on that program this morning. Lots of haters in the callers, and some of the dumb fuckingest reasons for keeping that crap where it is. They couldn't even get it in their heads that the statues would not be destroyed and erased from history, just moved. Fuck! But that's the same thing, only different, as what was going on in Tampa there. These are not people who are capable of reasoning. They're not capable of logic. They're not capable of common sense. They don't do any actual thinking. Everything they do is belief. They believe things, and that means that things like knowledge don't get in the way. Jeremy in Vermont asking, does this mean that Rush can land his first big interview at the EIPF network, the Excellence in Pineapple Fucking Network in Hell, with Rumsfeld joining him today? EIRP, Excellence in Reverse Pineappling. Well, you know, there's one of those unknown unknowns, and we know it now. It's really hot down here. Matt just sent this along. The first line of Rumsfeld News is why I love San Francisco. From SFist, S-F-I-S-T. Headline, Donald Rumsfeld is dead. Unapologetic war hawk Donald Rumsfeld went to his grave this week believing that the Iraq War was justified and that he was on the right side of history. We'll see about that. That is beautiful. Thank you, Matt. The former Secretary of Defense died Tuesday at the age of 88 at his home in Taos, New Mexico. According to the New York Times and other sources, the cause was blood cancer, multiple myeloma. Wait, he was getting it on with Trump's wife? What? Oh, no, that's melanoma. Yeah, we'll see about that. I love San Francisco, too, Matt. Thank you. So much of this insanity. And people lap it up like a kitten laps up cream. You know, I've mentioned the anti-LGBTQ wave that's sweeping Eastern Europe. At a recent meeting of the EU, Viktor Orban, the president of Hungary, was called down to his face for the hate that he is promoting. And of course, back here at home, there are certain quarters that absolutely love what Hungary's doing and what Poland is doing, and what Mother Russia is doing. And so David Barton was booked on something called Victory News, wherein he talked about how awesome it is that it's not safe to be LGBTQ in Hungary now. Because it's just wonderful, you know? It's great when you can kill the people that you don't like or stick them in prison for life.
What I find interesting, this Hungary story, a former Soviet bloc nation has made a ruling, listening to this, banning all broadcasters, advertisers, and media groups from promoting homosexuality or transgenderism in children's content. It passed 157-1. Your thought?
Yeah, and this is what you see. There's five nations in Eastern Europe that were former Soviet bloc nations that we would describe as very young Christian nations. They're heavily Christian, heavily influenced by Christian teaching values. And you would have Hungary, you'd have Czech Republic, you'd have Romania, you have Ukraine.
What the actual fuck? Young Christian nations? Hungary? The cities of Buda and Pest? That had Christianity in them when David Barton's ancestors were still squabbling with the buzzards for what the wolves didn't want? Really? Young Christian nations.
Ukraine, and you have Poland, and they are trying to have their policy line up with traditional biblical values. They believe that God will bless their nation if they do those things. Now, the EU is coming after them very aggressively, as they did after Poland. And those countries are saying, you know, we really don't need the EU. We're not part of a group. We are a sovereign nation. We're going to do what's right. And so I applaud those guys for doing that. And quite frankly, most American Christians probably would not have stood with that because we're so scared of getting beat up by the media and others. But that is the biblically correct position that you have, is there are moral rights and wrongs and sexuality. And those are five nations in Eastern Europe that have been trying to uphold biblical standards on morality, and good for them.
Jesus. Depending on the translation, of course. And don't tell David Barton about all the male monks and such that were married to each other, not Jesus, in the Middle Ages. Don't do that. No. And Poland, you know, young Christian nation. Jesus. I know. On a very serious note, Steve in New York says, these people are no different than the people at Jonestown. When none of this doesn't happen, I really fear for what will happen. I see possible outcomes. Mass suicide of these believers. Violence making 1-6 look like the rehearsal it was in Washington. Violence throughout the country at all levels. Multiple John Allen Muhammads. Robin, this is terrifying. It is, but I don't see... You fear that they're finally going to have some realization that they've been had or duped or something. No. No. Since it's prayer meeting Wednesday, who was the gospel sharp who predicted, I know Scott in San Diego knows this guy's name, predicted the exact date and time of the second coming of Christ, and Jesus didn't show up, and he kept going. Consider the Jehovah's Witnesses. Now, their operating system says that there can only be 144,000 people in heaven, 12,000 people for each of the 12 tribes of Israel. There's way a lot more, especially over time, hell of a lot more than 144,000 Jehovah's Witnesses. Somebody ain't getting in. There we go, Harold Camping. Steve knew. Harold Camping, right. And he kept right on going. So there'll always be another conspiracy to explain the failure of the previous conspiracy. That's how you keep, you know, there's always another this way to the egress sign, and you just keep shuffling them back through the carnival midway. That's how the con works. Clarence, subject line Mike Lindell. Clarence says, as you know, I'm from the streets of Philly. I'm not a rocket scientist, but one thing I do know is a dope fiend when I hear one. Lindell has that dope fiend cadence coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, I tend to concur.
That pressured speech, that not breathing a hell of a lot while he's talking. Can you imagine how he feels the next day? Yeah. Ron in Raleigh says, tell me this. When none of this bullshit that Mr. Pillow says comes to be, what'll happen? Who are all these cyber guys that he spoke of, and why the fuck should I trust them since they're on the payroll of idiots like Mr. Pillow? So many questions, Ron. When will all this crap end? Do we have 3 years more to listen to this crap? The country is doomed. Doomed, I say. And don't forget that Slovenia is also going all anti-LGBTQ and anti-trans. Yep. Eastern Europe is in a spasm. And as for that hateful legislation, just as anti-trans medicine movement started among the TERFs in England and then came over here, and you saw the spate of that in state legislatures, you can expect this anti-trans legislation to be introduced. It'll be shepherded by outfits like the Family Research Council, or maybe the American Family Association of Tupelo, Mississippistan. And it'll have a boatload of money behind it. Wait, just watch. I mean, you know, mark my words, I guess. June 30th, 2021. 6:22 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. By the time the next legislative session rolls around, you will see bills very similar, if not identical, to Hungary's hateful spew introduced in all and all over the Confederacy. And even non-Confederate states like West Virginia, because we've got Republican supermajorities. The battle never ends. But Ron, in all seriousness, answering your questions, when none of this happens, there'll just be another day in the future. Remember, he was supposed to be in office in March, and then it was April, and now it's August, and now we're August isn't the summer, August is the fall, and now Mike Lindell says, oh, yeah, he's definitely going to be there in the fall. Well, when he's not there in the fall, it'll be in the winter. Yeah, this is all a means of keeping the rubes done to a tender turn until the former guy. Announces whether he will or will not run. And meanwhile, the other maggots of prominence are keeping their irons in the fire, nice and hot, white, in anticipation of him not running or maybe being in prison. He's not handling it well. No, Nitwit Nero isn't. It is so bad, in fact, that Fox News TV Radio Rwanda cut away. From coverage of him when he started ranting about the election. Let's go to the audio, shall we? And by the way, Matt in San Francisco, subject line, Chechnya. As Pride Month draws to a close, let us remember in Chechnya, they're putting homosexuals in camps. Yeah, they are. And gay and trans people are getting defenestrated in Russia. And Pride comes to a close today. And it's not just all happy parties and corporate rainbow washing. It is a remembrance of how damn dangerous it is out there for far too many people on this planet. Thank you for the reminder, Matt. So, Nitwit Nero went to the border. Oh, that's true! Brother Deacon Asa says, anytime anyone brings up Viktor Orban, always remember the 26-man orgy. Politician in Viktor Orban's party apologizes as Belgian police arrest 25 men over gathering during the pandemic. A Hungarian MEP in Viktor Orban's right-wing party spotted fleeing along a gutter to escape police raiding a sex party above a Brussels bar. Has apologized for breaching Belgium's lockdown rules. Josef Schager. Shire? S-Z-Z-A-J-E-R. A senior member of the Fidesz party, who helped write Hungary's constitution in 2011, was one of about 20 people, mainly men, including at least two EU diplomats, who attended a party held near Grand Palace in the Belgian capital's historical center on Friday evening. He tried to escape the scene by climbing out of a window from the first-floor apartment before being spotted by a passerby fleeing along the gutter. Mm-hmm. But he did explain himself. I did not use drugs. I offered to the police to take an instant test, but they did not do it. Police said an ecstasy pill was found. It's not mine. I don't know who placed it and how. Bill Cosby? I made a statement to the police about this. Yeah, he was at a pretty much indisputably gay orgy. That's probably true. Stephen New York says, I also heard they smuggled 500 pounds of Alabama sex clams into the party. Well, what's an orgy without Alabama sex clams? But anyway, back to Nitwit Nero. Went down to the border. And they actually took him live talking with Texas Governor Greg Abbott about his important visit to the border. But somehow or another, they didn't quite stay with him that long.
Almost no instances of that. So we built a wall that was not penetrable, and we were just about finished. And then we had an election where we did much better than we did the first time. And amazingly, we lost. Check out the New York election today, by the way. They just realized it's a disaster. They're unable to count the votes. Did you see it? It just came out. They're missing 135,000 votes. They put 135,000 make-believe votes in. Our elections are a disaster. But this election, because of you and Dan and Ken and everybody, I want to just thank the people of Texas because we won in a landslide. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even close. Well, I always said, you know, they were saying, well, Texas is going to be close. I said, well, I'm in favor of oil, I'm in favor of God, and I'm in favor of guns. And they're not. And if you're in Texas and you don't like guns, God, and oil, I don't think you're going to do too well. And they didn't do too well. They didn't do well at all. They did poorly. But we did well, and we did well in other states, too. We did well in states that we lost. We did really well, much better than we do. We got 12 million more votes than we got the first time. One of the media called up, and they said, could I ask you, what was the difference between 16 and 20? They said, well, the big difference is we did much better in 20. And they thought about it. They said, you know, you're right, isn't it? Huh?
Yeah, got more votes. Lost the Electoral College. Oh, well, didn't get more votes than Joe Biden, though. That's the party never... But, you know, since we were listening to Mr. Meth Pillow a minute ago, and we heard the pressured speech and the never takes a breath, you think somebody was wired to the gills on Adderall, as Neil Kassler has pointed out on so many occasions? You'll note that Nitwit Nero has never sued Noel Kassler. Why? Because, well, the truth is an absolute defense, and the discovery would and could be devastating. Yeah, I was thinking about the same thing, the Orban ally saying, I did not use drugs. They said they found a pill. It was not my pill. Sounds an awful lot like our, Steve says, sounds an awful lot like our friend Ernest Angley. I did not make him come. I can never say that with a straight face. See what I did there? Yeah, I'm giving myself a cowbell. Mm-hmm. Of course, says Steve, Nitwit Nero's lying. There were not 135,000 missing votes. Yes, they fucked up. However, it was the first time they'd ever done a ranked choice election. It can get kind of complicated. But the thing is, he's off and gone on the election now, not even talking about the big, beautiful wall.
But the vote counting was probably a little bit better for them in 20, because what we've done was appreciated by the people. Mm-hmm. And we better get our elections straightened out, because you're going to have a runaway country. You're going to have a banana republic. You're going to have a third world country here.
A shithole? Yeah, Whit Nero, a shithole? Yeah, meanwhile, Greg Abbott's over there blinking SOS, you know, like a prison, like a political prisoner in North Korea blinking SOS to, please get me away. No, I can't say, get me away from the crazy. Because they all know. They know he's knucking futs. And they know that they have to keep kissing his orange toe because, you know, because maggots. But, you know, back at Fox News Radio Rwanda Central in New York, the producers and the directors were getting a little antsy.
Pretty soon, because our elections are a mess. But I just want to thank all of the sheriffs that are my friends. I want to
live to President Trump with Governor Greg Abbott there, going to view some things along the border. Let's bring in Fox and Friends co-host Brian Kilmeade, also host of a new season of What Made America Great on Fox Nation. All right, Brian, what are you watching for in this?
Oh, I love it. I just love it. Please. Okay. What? Yeah. Let's talk about What Made America Great. Yeah, sure. Not him. Oh, no. And by the way, speaking of the Bill Cosby thing, Flavio sent this along, and yes, I agree, it's hilarious. I thought this was hysterical, Flavio said. I saw this earlier, too. Everybody, free Britney, the universe. Best I can do is free Bill Cosby. Fuck! Yeah. So, you know, busy day. I mean, news out of North Korea. And then, you know, I played the clip, you'll recall, of Cucky Tucky claiming that the NSA was peeping at his texts and his emails, his electronic communications. And, you know, we pointed out how that didn't hold up too well. By the way, we're halfway through the program. We have $90 to go on Charlene's Help Robin Pay Her Insurance Premium Challenge. And that will get us done, if met, that will get us done with fundraising for the month of June. And we will finish, you know, just snuck in right under the wire. We, like I said, $90 to go on that. It would be, all I can do is say please. It's so needed. I have to be able to pay this premium after the program, or whoops. Thank you, Charlene, and thanks, Jeremy, for getting us started on the challenge. Jeremy, with a note, says, Trump believes he won, just like he believed to the day he died of AIDS Roy Cohen wasn't gay, just like to have sex with men. Yeah, I know. How can you say that with a straight face? See, I did it again. Well, I think it's funny. No, so Cucky Tucky announced his paranoia in front of the Fox News viewing audience, and bang, it goes from Fox News right onto Capitol Hill, where the man who doesn't own a jacket, Jim Shorts Jordan, the man who looked away when young men were telling them about being raped by the team doctor at the Ohio State University. Yeah, that Jim Shorts Jordan. Yeah.
In recent years, we have much work left to do. For instance, the USA Freedom Act made significant improvements to the Patriot Act to safeguard civil liberties, but many deficiencies remain, like the simple fact that the Obama FBI spied on President Trump's campaign, used a dossier that they knew to be false at the time to be able to surveil the activities of Carter Page. Further improvements are, quite frankly, a complete overhaul of FISA is something this committee should again take up. More recently, Tucker Carlson stated on his show the other night his belief that the NSA was monitoring his communications.
Belief.
While the NSA said in a carefully worded statement, and I would encourage all of you to read that, that while that Mr. Carlson was not the target, not a target, they didn't deny that they had reviewed his communications.
And? Yeah. So, in other words, there's not shit to it, but Jim Jordan is still repeating the big lie. Well, one of the big lies. And it's worth noting that the House authorized its select committee today, 8 members on the January 6th attacks, 8 members to be selected by Nancy Pelosi, 5 by spineless Kevin McCarthy. And the Lulus are desperately trying to get onto the committee. Have those assignments been announced yet? I looked all day. I didn't see it. But, you know, Lauren Bobblehead Boobert. Marjorie Traitor Gangrene Cueball. Right. And Nitwit Nero is probably shitting himself today because they were informed, the Trump Organization was informed, that the Trump Organization would probably be indicted tomorrow. Yeah. Meanwhile, Liz Cheney is still working her side hustle, blathering on about the January 6th attack, although she never said much about the Senate killing the bicameral commission.
I've said before that a bipartisan independent commission would have been the best way to investigate the January 6th attack. That effort was unfortunately blocked. A select committee is now the only remaining option. I will vote to support it. See my full statement.
Okay, Liz.
The attack on January 6th was an unprecedented assault on Congress and the functioning of our democratic process. That day, almost all of us recognized immediately the gravity of what had occurred. Since January 6th, the courage of my party's leaders has faded, but the threat to our republic is not. On an almost daily basis, Donald Trump repeats the same statements that provoked violence before. His attacks on our Constitution are accelerating. Our responsibility is to confront these threats, not appease and deflect. Earlier this month, along with 34 other House Republicans, I supported the establishment of a bipartisan independent commission to investigate the attack of January 6th. As I've said before, that would have been the best way to address the dangerous assault on the institutions of our democracy. Although that bill passed the House, it was defeated in the Senate. It is right to be wary of an overtly partisan inquiry, but Congress is obligated to conduct a full investigation of the most serious attack on our Capitol since 1814. Our nation and the families of the brave law enforcement officers who were injured defending us or died following the attack deserve answers. I believe this select committee is our only remaining option. I will vote to support it. This investigation can only succeed if it is sober, professional, and nonpartisan. The threat to our democracy is far too grave for grandstanding or political maneuvering. The committee should issue and enforce subpoenas promptly, hire skilled counsel, and do its job thoroughly and expeditiously. The American people need and deserve a full accounting. We must ensure that what happened on January 6, 2021 never happens again.
No. All she says is it was defeated in the Senate. She doesn't call out the maggot senators who defeated it. Nope. She doesn't call out anybody who wouldn't kill the filibuster to make sure we got the truth out. Should have been easy to call out Joe Manchin, but maybe she likes. Maybe she likes Joe. I don't know. As to Cucky Tucky, Jeremy points out, the NSA also stated, we don't spy on Americans, but we do watch foreign powers. So Tucker isn't the target, but someone he's speaking to is. He just outs himself every fucking day. Well, he's in bed with the same people Nitwit Nero was in bed with. And apparently engaging in some degree of, well, I don't know, conspiracy with them? Trivia. Ron in Raleigh says, not important to anyone, however, since the NSA has been mentioned lately. I worked for the architectural firm that designed the NSA headquarters in Northern Virginia. Talk about no expense spared. Lots of high-end finishes and hardware. Oh, I bet it's positively exquisite. I mean, when you're building your... Right. Lots of marble, right? Ralps asks, Capitol Riot Select Committee, or sends this along, House votes to create January 6th investigative panel. Maybe Nancy's thinking about appointing Liz Cheney? Well, I wonder if Spineless Kevers will appoint her, or does he lack the stones for that? Once again, says Matt in San Francisco, subject line, Select Committee. Once again, a woman in leadership will get done what the men couldn't do. I know I have a crush on her, but really, can you blame me? Not at all. Not at all. She's powerful, and she wields it well, for the most part. And, you know, purity, right? Purity. And since Idaho, by the way, this is a conversation radio program. And thank you to Ralphs for jumping in. We've got $80 to go now. $80 to finish June and make sure I can, you know, pay my health insurance. Because that's how this community works. Thank you, Ralphs. Idaho has been in the news of late, what with ammonium nitrate Bundy and the lot. And him running for governor. Well, apparently Marjorie Trader Gangrene Q-Ball has fans in Idaho in the form of Representing Jim Walsh, a maggot from Aberdeen, Idaho. And he went to speak to a gang of maggots and wingnuts over the weekend. And it was billed as a patriot gathering. It was in Washington State. That's going to, you know, that'll make our friends in Washington State more than a little frustrated. Jude and Mike in Cascadia come to mind. Washingtonians for Change. And it was a room full of mask holes and COVIDiots and maggots who weren't going to take no vaccination because freedom. Goddamn Bruce Springsteen. Yeah. And so how did they express their frustration, this room full of people? And I use the term loosely. Well, they all wore yellow stars of David. The Seattle Times reported it. A Washington state lawmaker the copy I'm looking at says Idaho. No, idiot. I'm sorry. I was reading that wrong. Not Idaho. This is Washington State. I misread. Well, professional broadcaster here. I misread Idaho for idiot. Yeah, no, Jim Walsh is from Aberdeen, Washington. And he was there at the Washingtonians for Change, Patriots, God Bless America, greatest country in the history of the world on earth now, today, forever, in the universe under God thing. And, of course, he said the quiet part out loud. And the Seattle Times reported, a Washington state lawmaker critical of COVID-19 vaccine mandates wore a yellow Star of David at a speech over the weekend, a symbol the Nazis forced Jews to wear during the Holocaust. Jim Walsh, Republican of Aberdeen, had the star affixed to his pink shirt. Well, he's secure in his masculinity, I guess. During a speech to conservative activists at a Lacey Church basketball gym. Really? It's a Lacey Church? Oh, it's, I guess Lacey's a place in Washington. I thought maybe it went with the pink shirt. It's an echo from history, he wrote on a Facebook page where they posted the video of the event. In the current context, we're all Jews. Oh, yeah. And so he'll get called out, but he doesn't give a damn. And at the very most, he might offer up some sort of tepid, half-hearted apology, which will be precisely worth nothing. Yeah, right. Wow. Okay, well, thank you. Our pal O-Pipe Down over on Twitter says, Pride goes into July here, another reason to get you out to San Diego. I love it. And I have a terrible I got a terrible urge to get on the road, but I don't think it's going to be possible. You know, broadcast, take the road rig with me, broadcast along the way. I would very much like to see my little not quite a year old grandson. Really, really want to get out there. That's Albuquerque. And I'd finally have a chance to take a wrong turn in Albuquerque. It's something I've always wanted to do. I don't know, though. I don't know. There's just so much. There's so much going on. And I hate being away from home. And it's costly as hell. What else do we have? Oh, like I said, it's conversation radio. If you'd like to be involved in the conversation, you're more than welcome to jump in. It would be, delightful. The conversations almost always are. The number, of course, the stress line is 844-843-4676. 844-THE-HORN. On Skype, Bob Kincaid Horn, and of course, there's always 304-574-8178. That comes into the Skype line, too. Well, while we're talking about COVID, it's, by all means, let's not ignore Clanny Oakley. Lauren Bobblehead Boobert. Because she's a mask hulk of idiot. Now, why this time? She took to Twitter. She eventually deleted it, but the internet is forever. Lauren Bobblehead Boobert, Clanny Oakley, today deleted her tweet in which she said, "The easiest way to make the Delta variant go away is to turn off CNN and vote Republican." Really? The Delta variant's only here because CNN's talking about it? Aren't we back? That sounds like we're back to, if you ignore it, it'll just go away. Stop talking about it, it'll go away. Which is not how medicine works, of course. Responding to her, Colorado lawmaker Stephen Woodrow said, "Lauren Boebert proves once again that stupidity has a champion in Colorado." And the Delta variant, contrary to Lauren Boebert's assertion, the Delta variant's in at least 85 countries around this planet. That, based upon information from the World Health Organization, it got a big foothold in the United Kingdom, as Robert pointed out, writing from Australia yesterday. And then it just outraced all the other variants. In England, it's 95% of all the sequenced cases. And just as a reminder, it's 40 to 60% more contagious than the Alpha variant. And the Alpha variant is even more contagious than the original first wave of COVID-19. And I saw where Make West Virginia Great Big Old Governor Jim Justice said,
we've gone, in one way, shape, or fashion, I say, we have gone from 5 cases of the Delta variant that we found here to 12, and it's scaring me to death.
He said that. And begging people to, begging, you know, idiots to please go get their vaccine. It's free. They even announce it on the PA system in Kroger and Wally World and whatnot. Oh, we've got it. Yeah, come on by. Come on by and get your vaccine. And, you know, if you're 16 to 35, we'll register you to win a free deer hunting rifle or a truck. It is terrifying. And the people who are going to die from it are the unvaccinated. And people who vote for people like Trump and Lauren Bobblehead Boobert. And, well, you know the drill. You know the drill. Okay, Jeremy. Liberal broadcaster claims all people from Idaho are idiots after mistaking Idaho for idiot. Actually, I mistook idiot for Idaho. But let's not quibble. And I had a note earlier from where is it? Oh, now I can't find it. Oh, well, these things happen. What else? Here's a genius for prayer meeting Wednesday. Another insurrectionist has been identified and charged and arrested and charged. After the insurrection, there was a Stop the Steal display. And so by looking at the video, law enforcement agencies identified Gabriel Brown and noted that he had kicked and or stomped on media equipment that belonged to media outlets that were covering the riots at the Capitol, no, the attack on the Capitol, and verbally encouraged others to steal and destroy media equipment. He was charged with unlawfully entering restricted grounds while taking part in the insurrection. And then, as it was all winding down, he went to some other maggots, and they made a Stop the Steal banner, and they filmed him signing his name, Gabriel Brown, Freedom! Wolverines! And that's how they caught him. On the video, he says, I'm signing my John Hancock on this because I give my life to liberty. Sit, liberty, sit. Woof. And I will stand by it as I always have. I swore an oath to defend our liberty. Woof. A long time ago. And that's why I'm signing this here. So the FBI can, yeah, right. Here we go. Right.
Looks like that spot's right there is good.
Looks good.
That policeman over there warned me that these people, the hassle it would be. I don't want to. You know, I was thinking of the Bible verse says, "The wicked flees when no man pursues."
Gabriel Brown.
I'm about getting ready to go now.
Freedom.
So, with me going to jail and having them impound my truck, I'd probably lose everything and my dog.
Yeah, you would.
Thou shalt not steal. Hashtag Stop the Steal.
I'm signing my John Hancock on this.
That's right.
Because I give my life to liberty.
That's
and
right,
I will
buddy.
Stand by it as I always have. I swore an oath to defend our liberty a long time ago, and that's why I'm signing this.
Thank you for your service, sir.
Absolutely.
Thank
absolutely,
you,
Gabriel. Mr. Brown?
Yep.
Absolutely. There you
thank
go,
you, boss.
And then they took a close-up of it. Maybe this is what the maggots and so forth are pissing and moaning about when they claim, the FBI said it. Yeah. Sign, stop the steal banner here. No. That wasn't the FBI. That was just a bunch of insurrectionist assholes. Yeah. Too soon, asks Flavio. Bill Cosby's so happy about being released, he's buying free drinks for everyone. Oh, dear. No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's awful. That's awful, Flavio. In a dark and grimly humorous kind of way. Have you seen this man? Do not accept drinks from this man. Ew. So we are rapidly approaching the end of the second hour of the program. $80 to go to finish off, Charlene's Let's Get the Insurance Premium Paid Challenge. Thank you so much, Charlene, in Rogues Island. Jeremy and Ralphs have jumped in on it. And if we can just finish it, it would be tremendously appreciated. Math can scare, says Steve in New York. The Delta variant is 3,000, that is 50 times 60, times more infectious than the original COVID-19 virus. It is scary. Let's run over to the stress line and see who we got. Hey, welcome to the program.
Hey, Robin, it's me, Reggie, from Decatur, Georgia, talking at you once again on this beautiful hump day.
It was a lovely day, Reggie. How are you doing?
Just fine, man. Just fine. Well, can you ask me this question, there, Robin? Why exactly the fuck is the White House distancing themselves from Representative Ilhan Omar because of what she said?
Well, in which case is this?
About comparing the U.S. to terrorists, you know.
Well, while it may have some aspects of truth about it, I'm guessing they're probably trying to not give a bunch of damn fodder to who's the little idiot they send from Fox, Peter Ducey.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not much to be done. You can't stop the right wing hate outrage du jour machine.
Even though we tried for years.
They got a megaphone and they're going to use it.
Yeah. Why is Major League Trader Greenwald, that guy got hurt? Why is he once again fixated on AOC?
because AOC lives rent free in the empty spaces of her noggin, where most people have a brain.
Right. AOC is just sick and tired of her trolling her all the time. She's sick and tired of it.
Yeah, but she's also smart enough not to, really get into it too hot and heavy, because it just plays to Marjorie Trader Gangrene Q-Ball's strategy, such as it is.
Right. I mean, why won't they just leave these people alone? What have they ever done to them? Can you answer me that, Robert?
No, not really. I mean, we're talking about crazy.
Right.
So,
I think Little Miss Gangrene should be dragged to a...
No, we're not going to drag anybody anywhere.
I mean, she should be taken to the nearest, mental institution.
And evaluated, that might not be a bad idea. That might not be a bad idea, Reggie.
Yeah, why that song, They're Coming to Take Me Away, ha-ha, sang in the background, while she's yelling and screaming, as they got her, as two guys in white coats jump out of an ambulance, strap her in a straitjacket, and muzzle her mouth, and throw her in the back, you know what I mean? And take off with her to the nearest mental institution. What do you think about that, Robin?
Well, we've gone over this in the past, Reggie. I mean, you'd have to have some immediate reason to do it.
Yeah.
So, there's that. And it can't just be based on the fact that she's been a nutter off and on.
Oh, right. But you keep going at the AOC. As if.
But the standard you apply in the case of a mental hygiene proceeding in most jurisdictions, Reggie, is one, is the person mentally ill or addicted to drugs or alcohol? You have to answer that. It has to be yes to one of those. And then the next question is as a result of the mental illness or the addiction, are they a danger to themselves or others?
Right.
Now, theoretically, that might have flown in the immediate aftermath of her chasing AOC down a corridor in the Capitol.
Right. Right.
Maybe. But that's not a sure thing. Yeah.
Right, which is extremely very dangerous to begin with. You know?
Yeah.
You know? And, yeah, that's true. And like you said, you know, Representative Ilhan, well, they asked Representative Ilhan Omar, does she regret saying those things, as she said, on, I don't know what news show it was, but it had to be one of them. And once again, you got Fox News TV Radio 1, as you would call them, Robin, saying that she attacked Jewish people. And that's what they accused her of. You know what I'm saying, Robin? You know exactly what I'm saying?
Oh, I do. I do. And, ugh.
Yeah.
She is free to say what she wants to say.
Yeah.
And frankly, we've done some horrible things in countries around the world. I mean, Donald Rumsfeld is dead today, and the world is a better place for it, because he can't hurt anybody anymore. He was a partial architect of the slaughter of a million innocent civilian non-combatants in Iraq.
Right.
And if there's any kind of an afterlife, he should have to atone for that. But you know, the way the religion works is, sorry, Jesus. Hey, goodbye, me, man. I died for you.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there a place called hell for that?
Yeah. I mean, if you buy into all of that.
Right. You know, but I just wish that AOC and Representative Ilhan Omar would. It to be left the hell alone. You know what I mean? They're just trying to do their job.
But they know who they are and they know what they're doing. They're not going to be left alone, and they are fierce, fearless women. They're not bothered by this madness.
Right. You know, by people like I said, as Tucker Carlson and you know Sean Vanity and all and the rest of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, Laura Ingraham and, you know, whatnot.
Yeah, Frau Ingraham, yeah.
Yeah, her attacking the military like that. I mean, you know, her wanted to defund the military. What say you about that, Robin?
It is what it is. Do I hear a bird in the background? Are you outside?
No, I'm out in the little room.
Oh, you've got a bird?
No, my air conditioner's on out there, little room.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard a little bird in the background.
Well, how's this, Robin? Is this better?
Oh no, you're fine. You're fine. I just did. I'm fascinated with the little noises that happen during the calls on this program.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I just wish that we could stop the crazy, but as you said, Robin, we can't. Unfortunately. Their bullhorns are far and way much bigger than our bullhorn, media-wise. You know, they want to talk, they've conquered talk radio. First, they've conquered talk radio. Then they conquered television, cable, and otherwise. Now they want to try to conquer the Internet. What's to stop them from doing that, Robin?
They can buy, I mean, look, they can buy what they want to buy.
Right.
But they've, you know, they've got Fox, they've got Newsmuck, they've got Onan, the network that spills its news upon the ground. They've got that website that rhymes with light and fart.
Right. Right. And he's dead.
Yeah. Just like Rush.
Yeah, just like Rush. And now, if you can call it this, former First Lady Melania Trump is having a pissy shit.
Oh, yeah. I covered that yesterday evening. And the funny thing is, you know, she's a liar. There's an actual recording of her saying, I do not want to be on Vogue. Fuck Vogue. Why would I want another fucking story, another fucking photo shoot? Fuck Vogue. She's such a classy lady.
Yeah. Well, she'd do it for Playboy at the drop of a dime in a hat, won't you, Robin? If they asked her to do it again.
Oh, no, I don't think so. No, I don't think she'd do Playboy. She might have once upon a time, but no.
Yeah. Maybe they didn't. Maybe it was their revenge for her saying that about them, putting Jill Biden on the cover like that. Maybe they didn't forget what she said about them. Could that have been it?
I don't.
Maybe they heard her coming. But why is she so pissed about not being on something that she didn't?
Oh no, she's not. She's not pissed. She's not pissed. It's the maggots who are pissed.
Uh huh. Why are they pissed?
Well, because they didn't, because they think that somehow Vogue dissed her.
Yeah. And somebody called Anna Wynn. Go ahead.
No, please go.
Oh. And somebody called Anna Wynn Wyant to her small-minded for not selecting her for their Vogue cover this last time around. You know,
but again, it's trivial. But it was offered to her.
Yeah.
And she turned it down. And there's an actual, and like I said, there's an actual recording of her talking to Stephanie Grisham.
Right.
Because Stephanie Grisham understood that if she didn't record everything, it would, you know, well, that she knew she would eventually need these recordings, because eventually a Trump will fuck everybody.
Right.
Even people that are supposed to be their friends.
Right. When she was doing that book of hers that nobody read, I suspect, Melania Trump's book.
Yeah. Probably plagiarized.
Yeah, probably. That's more firewood for the fire. Ain't it right, Robin?
That's about it. Yeah.
More fuel for the fire.
Yep. Well, Reggie, take care. It's good talking to you, my friend, and we will... We'll talk again soon in the coming new month. Be careful in the heat. It's brutal.
Yeah, you do, Robert. What are your 4th of July plans this weekend, Robert?
You know, it's going to be quiet. I think it's going to be a very, very quiet holiday. I might put something on the grill. I haven't done ribs in a long time, so it might be ribs time.
Right, minus the fireworks, I suspect.
Well, maybe. Yeah, I might slip over to Fayetteville for the fireworks. They put on a pretty good show.
Right.
That's I haven't even looked to see what the long-range forecast has for the weather for July the 4th. That's Sunday, of course. What's it say in here? Partly sunny and a high of 79, so that's going to be a pretty day.
Good. I hope so. On the Lord's Day of Rest and Independence Day on the same day, you know?
Yeah, and I was really happy to get out on the trail today and walk. And I really, really love that, and maybe hopefully this weekend I'll get out. And it just feels, you know, it's kind of hot and sticky and sweaty while you're doing it, but you just feel so much better. When I guess it's the endorphin release.
Yeah.
All right, Reggie, you take care of yourself. And if we don't talk before before the weekend, happy Independence Day to you.
Yeah, you do too, Robin. You too.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Welcome.
Bye now.
All right.
Our buddy Reggie in Decatur, and let's keep it moving over to the Skype line. Hey, welcome to the program.
Hey, Robin, it's Jeremy.
Yeah. Hey, Jeremy. What's up, man?
I have a story which I want to tell the horn. I think the guy might be a listener, so I'm not going to give too many details. But evidently today he was in a well-to-do town in my state, and he pulled into a gas station, and he saw two cars. One was a so-so car, one was a Cadillac. They both had Vermont plates, but the Cadillac on the front had the Confederate flag underneath the Vermont plate. So he walked in the store after he got gas, walked up the cash register, and asked the cashier, who owns that Cadillac out there? And the guy at the register said, none of us. He goes, so you're telling me and the two people in the store, no one owns that car. And a third guy speaks up and suddenly says, it's mine. And so the guy's about 6'3", probably about 20. And instantly the guy's like, I tell people all the time, the colors don't make them a racist. And my buddy looked at him and said, hey, you've got 5 minutes to remove that plate or I'm calling your corporate office. The guy went out instantly, took it off the car.
Cool.
So I guess sometimes speaking up will help in a certain situation or a little right kind of pressure. Because he basically told the guy that shit doesn't fly in 2021 in Vermont.
Good. I mean, why the, really, why in Vermont? It's like a Confederate flag in fucking Minnesota. Really?
Well, I've told some people, I think I've told it on John's show, I think I've told it on the back porch here a couple of times, that I grew up in a northern town in Vermont, about 5 miles from the Canadian border, depending on which way you go. And on that road, on the very last house, is the stories say it's an Underground Railroad stop. Quite possibly one of the last stops on the Underground Road before you got to North Troy, which is the Canadian border. And lived there for years and years and years and moved away when I was 10. And we go by every once in a while. And we know the family that bought the house. And about 10 years ago, the parents died, and I think the kids took it over. And we drove by this time for the first time like a year just to see the property. We're interested. And on one side of the house is a Trump flag. On the other is a Confederate flag. Like I said, 5 miles from Canadian border, probably on a road with one of the last stops on the Underground Railroad in the first state to ban slavery.
Confederate flag.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a toxic contagion. You know, all contagions don't have to be biological or viral, Jeremy. You know that. Some of them are intellectual or counter intellectual.
And I've met them several times. I come from a mixed-race family, and I'm adopted, and I've seen things that people say don't happen. I assure you, they happen.
Oh, sure.
There's definitely a racism here. I mean, my favorite story is walking into a store with my father at the time, and I told him in the past, he worked for General Dynamics for 40 years. He's an engineer with a doctorate. He's not a dumb guy. And we'd walk in with a bunch of people, and out of all the people that walked in with us, he'd be the first one to ask, you need help? And then he said, no, we'd be following around the store at a distance, but always watched.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's just critical race theory. And what did Pat Robertson say? It's a monstrous evil to point that shit out. Yeah. As Jack in Shreveport pointed out just a moment ago, Jeremy, the guy you're talking about at the store said, he took advantage of the economic insecurity of the maggot to rid the vehicle of a racist symbol. Turnabout, says Jack. Amen. Turnabout.
And I say good on him for doing it.
Yeah, he's absolutely.
Find the pressure in the right place and get hate symbols removed, because no matter what someone says, it's a fucking hate symbol. I mean, I've worked with people who grew up in Alabama. One guy I knew grew up in Georgia, worked for one of my buildings, and he said, yeah, we grew up with Confederate flags. He said, we had a family members that fought in the war. He said, but our flags were on our walls and our houses. We never displayed them. Because they're actual battle flags, he said. They're heritage in that case, but not hate symbols.
Yeah, I mean, artifacts are artifacts.
Right, that's what his point was. They're artifacts. They weren't displayed on a wall. They weren't hanging outside saying, hey, we believe in this. But it was something handed down through the generations from grandfather to son to grand, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, I grew up with, you know, in states that don't require license plates on front and back of vehicle, you know, you've got that empty space on the front bumper. And I grew up seeing cars that had a caricature of an old Southern soldier, you know, gray, you know, the gray uniform and the grizzled and the beard and the long white hair and and he had a had the devil's diaper slung over his shoulder, and it said, "Forget hail," which meant that those people were going to, you know, hang on to their racism like a baby hanging onto a binky.
I want to know with reenactors who decides they want to be the Confederates.
Oh, you mean the treason cosplay?
Yes.
Oh, there's they get in. I mean, it's like Dungeons and Dragons for people who dig treason. And you get down south, and there's a lot of those people.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I guess some of it has a point. Insofar as, for instance, if you've ever seen the movie Gettysburg,
yes,
that was a giant reenactment of the cannonade in advance of Pickett's charge, and those were all reenactors; those weren't necessarily Hollywood extras. And they said just to hear the cannon fire was mind blowing. Because they did it.
Yeah, Gettysburg's a source of pride for Vermont. We had a pretty big part in that battle.
Vermont, Maine. Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain in the 20th Maine saved the day. And now, you know, you've got white supremacists there, too. It's a disease, Jeremy. It's a disease.
It's a disease. That's about all I had, but I want to let you know. Happy last day of Pride.
Well, thank you. Thank you very kindly. I appreciate that. I saw your comment on my little post, and it means the world to me.
They come for you, they come for me.
Yeah, they're coming for everybody. It's like I said with those hateful law in Hungary. You can expect that something similar to that to be introduced in white wing legislatures all over the country come next winter. And we'll be talking about it this time next year. Because, you know, here's the thing. It doesn't matter how unconstitutional this shit is. I mean, you know, the Supreme Court got it right with Gavin Grimm. Sent the Loudoun County, Virginia Board of Education packing and said, don't come back. God knows how much that Board of Education spent taking that case all the way to the Supreme Court twice. And it doesn't matter. And they pay no price. You know, this is one of the poorest states in the union. But by God, state monies are going to have to be spent defending a stupid trans sports bill that, by all rights, should, based on the ruling for Gavin Grimm, should be bounced out unceremoniously. Get the fuck out of here. But we're going to spend a gajillion dollars, and Alabama's going to spend it, and Arkansas is going to spend it, because it plays to the essential bigotries of the people who vote for the people who do this stupid crap. I mean, I got another story here, Jeremy. And it's ridiculous. It's a guy named an asshole from Arkansas, State Senator Jason Rapert. No, really, and he's mad at the library, Jeremy. Mad at the library because they put up a sign at the Faulkner County Public Library that said "Love is love, celebrate Pride 2021." This is just one of many signs that the leadership of the Faulkner County Library is weak and out of touch with our community. And so he wants to make sure there aren't any books because they had they focused on the history. You know, they weren't talking about homosexuality, transness, any of that kind of thing. They talked about the civil rights origins of the Stonewall riots. But this good God fearing upstanding, etc., Jason Rapert can't tolerate that. Reading books and discussing homosexuality is inappropriate for minor children. I will get answers and I will demand action. Really? Reading books is inappropriate for minor children. He said that in print. He meant it.
I learned something else last week, which goes way back before, well, not way back, but before we were actually a full-blooded country. And I didn't know this, but I started hearing the story about a young British lieutenant who was on his way to carry out orders, and he took it upon himself to attack a French encampment. He killed their lieutenant, and in doing so, started the Seven Years' War, which probably killed upwards of a million people. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, tell me.
General George Washington.
Why not?
I've never been taught that in history.
No, and no, I didn't, you know, and we're also, you know, we're taught about, you know, George Washington had wooden teeth. Nobody ever talks about the fact that the teeth, that was just the gums part, and that the actual teeth in the wooden teeth weren't wooden.
Slaves.
They were the teeth of slaves.
So as much as a herald person he is in people's minds, he had a dirty past, real dirty.
Well, he was a terrible soldier. He was an awful soldier.
Right. Well, he bumbled his way through our war. The French bailed him out. I mean, he was going to lose.
Yeah. And then they were
the air for someone else.
All right, Jeremy, you have yourself a good evening and a happy Independence Day. And well, maybe you'll be around for Friday on the front porch, I hope.
I sure will.
All right. Take care, Jeremy. See ya.
Yeah. Bye.
That's Jeremy calling from Vermont. Good to hear from Jeremy. And I have big thank yous to send out. Thank you so very kindly to Colin. Thank you, Colin. Colin got us down to almost done with Charlene's challenge. And then Bernadette. Thank you, Bernadette. Finished it off. So I get to pay my health insurance premium this evening. And that is a huge weight off my mind. I cannot begin to tell you how much of a weight off my mind it is. Because, well, I went a lot of years without health insurance, and that was nerve-wracking. So now this is a different kind of nerve-wracking, but I'm at ease now. Yeah, Jason Rapert of Arkansas. I'm sure our dear friend Haley is well familiar with this jackass. Now, get this. This is what he wrote. I have information from 2020, not the TV show, the year, where an employee of the Faulkner County Library sent me very inappropriate, hateful messages and comments on social media. Really? Delicate little fee-fees Jason Rapert has. The director of the library did nothing, and the board did nothing. Now this, reading, I'm not going to do the stupid voice, because I want the full import of the native stupidity to come through. Reading books and discussing homosexuality is inappropriate for minor children. I will get answers, and I will demand action. Reading books is inappropriate for minor children. And, you know, I guess for a good, God-fearing, upstanding, Bible-believing, Christ-centered, evangelical, fundamentalist, amosexual, Christian, idiot, Republican, like Jason Rapert, you know, the little children start reading them books. You know, one day it's C-Spot, Run. Next thing you know, they're reading War and Peace. And then they go from there, and they're reading the Communist Manifesto, and they're all Marxist, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, Rosicrucian commies. Oh, my aching back. Thank you, Ralph. Ralph says, yay, and Kayla meows hi. Hi to Kayla. I don't want to jinx myself, but I haven't heard from Socks this evening. Huh. Let's run back over to the stress line and see what's going on. Hey, welcome to the program.
Hey, Rob. Thank you, Robin. This is George from Coarse Gold, California.
Yeah, how you doing, George?
I'm doing fine. Hey, I had kind of a lighthearted subject.
Goody.
Ever since New Year's, I've been learning more about trans and from your show.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I wonder why New Year's.
And I heard you had a wonderful conversation with Tara Devlin last night on the Malloy Show.
Yeah, that was so much fun. And, I just love Tara to pieces.
And at one point, you were talking and your voice broke a little. And I thought, man, I wonder if, because Robin is so good with voices, I wonder if there are any, like, famous actors, actresses that you might want to model yourself. Now, maybe this is bad taste they say this, but I'm thinking Kathleen Turner or Lauren Bacall, something like that would be something to aim for.
You know, it is. It's not bad taste at all. And Kathleen Turner is a famously, you know, smoky, gravelly-voiced actress. And you know, the other thing, if you pay attention, because I do now, if you pay attention to the female voices in the news, what you'll find is that they are deeper voiced women usually. And for people who are in the know with things like audio engineering, there's a reason for that. Even to this day, microphones like dark, deeper voices. And in the earliest days of radio, that's why there were, sexism too, of course, but the technology was better suited to deeper voices just because of the way the early microphones were made. It's not that.
Yeah, that's probably why when I hear a woman calling a male sporting event like a football or baseball game, it bothers me somehow. It just doesn't fit for me, but that's my own problem.
Well, it might be part of it, but like I'm trying to think, because mostly I see things. Breonna Keeler over on CNN, Casey Hunt on MSNBC. Well,
the woman's voice bothers me is Hallie Jackson. I can't listen to her. Something about her, it's too screechy or something.
Well, we got to be careful with that too, George. Because I mean, I remember the vocal critiques of Hillary Clinton back in 2016, and frankly, you compare her voice to that of Melanoma, and you know, and Hillary Clinton's freaking Julie Andrews, you know.
Oh, and she has a great laugh too.
Yeah, yeah, but I have to, my voice gives me away more than anything else. It's kind of like the story I told about, you know, them spike boobs. And I turned around to the woman, and at first I said, "Excuse me, I beg your pardon." And then I said, "Why, yes, ma'am." And then I deliberately dropped my voice. "Why, yes, ma'am, they are fake, but I'm trying to grow my own as fast as I can."
That was brilliant.
It was a lovely moment. It will live in memory forever. And the fact that it got me, it introduced me via Matt in San Francisco to the concept of the SLW, the suspiciously large woman. And I'm looking at the little bicycle license plate that Joey and Giraffe brought me at the Pride picnic. And it's pink, blue letters, SLW, and in white, suspiciously large woman. It's right here in the studio. I see it every day during the program.
Well, I can't wait to see your studio on video.
We're working on it. Right now, it's just a hot mess. There's still way too much of Robin's Home for Wayward Hardware here.
Hey, before I go, I had to call the guy today. My AC went out.
Oh, no, you had to call the guy?
And it was like, yeah, it was like 95 here inside. And so I called the first guy who put the unit in. And they have a 2-week waiting list right now.
Oh, I can imagine.
I called this other guy, and he came out within a couple of hours, and it was something minor. I don't even know what it was, but $125 ain't bad for air conditioning service.
Not in a heat wave, it's not. So. No, I saw a photograph that was said to be from Portland of somebody's house where the vinyl siding was buckling under the heat. And, you know,
I saw a picture of a road that had buckled too.
Yeah. What was the other one? Electrical
cable
cables.
Cars.
Yeah. The cable. Yeah.
The electrical cables melting through. I mean, that's wild. And
just the beginning, I'm afraid.
I'm suspicious that this is the new normal, George. This is the world we live in now.
Yeah. Since COVID, my house has increased in value like 50% or something. But I've got nowhere else to go, and I'm in a vulnerable spot here in the hills, in the foothills.
And you do.
Anyway.
Yeah. But, you know,
on a cheery note.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing with the used car market after COVID. The used car market has gone crazy, and it may stay crazy for a while. You know, there are, you know, car lots like, well, things like Carvana. You may not have done a damn thing to your automobile, but the value has gone up just by virtue of the fact that there's a crazy hunger for used cars.
Oh, speaking of that, Carvana, there's another company, it was in the news today, the guy who's paying for the National Guard troops to go from South Dakota to the border.
Yeah, that's some serious crazy.
Yeah, he's got some kind of car thing like that.
Yeah, that's...
A car buying service.
She's Christy Noem, who is, you know, trying to earn the... earn the title of maggotiest governor. And yet the guy from Tennessee, Willis Johnson, who owns an auction company in salvage, he's the guy who's, I guess he's rented the South Dakota National Guard.
Okay, I think that's the guy I was reading about. I thought it was a part of his empire was a car buying service. But anyway, yeah, Christy Noem just shows you beauty's only skin deep.
Well, and what comes after that? You know, beauty's only skin deep, but ugly goes clean to the bone.
Exactly.
All right, well, George.
All right, I'm going to sign off.
All right, you have yourself a good evening. It's always a pleasure. Call in anytime, you hear? And stay out of the damn
heat. Have a good fourth.
I'm going to try.
Okay, bye-bye.
You do as well. Bye. George, calling from California. It's always good to hear from him. So you see the lines are open if you'd like to get in for a little prayer meeting Wednesday, late in the service conversation. That's the damnedest thing. I had no idea you could rent the National Guard. I mean, I know, you know, sometimes people hire, you know, off-duty cops to do security and stuff, but, you know, Jesus, this is ridiculous. And thank you, Charlene. Thank you very kindly. It landed. I cannot thank you enough for all the help you just gave. That's tremendous. Mike in Cascadia sends along a photograph, a melted street sign in Bellingham, Washington, the other day. God almighty. And oddly enough, that area of Bellingham is called the Alabama Hill area. Well, it may be hotter in Bellingham than it was in Alabama. But it is. I mean, it's the new normal. And, of course, the goddess of irony is paying close attention because she made sure that this heat wave was hitting at the same time that Joe Manchin was saying, we have to find a way to burn more fossil fuels cleaner with better. We got to use our technology so we can keep using it. Idiot. But, this doesn't touch Joe Manchin. So, you know, Joe Manchin doesn't give a damn. But since we were talking about Confederates and traitors and so forth, I saw, and, you know, I see these stories, and I'm like, well, damn, we were right again. Every now and then, News Ninja Gene will post a story over on social media saying, scooped him again, Robin. Well, we've been talking about this for a while. Over at The Guardian, by Jason Wilson. Headline revealed, neo-Confederate group includes, because of course, military officers and politicians. leaked data shows other high-profile members have overlapping membership in more explicitly racist or violent groups. Leaked membership data from the neo-Confederate Sons of Confederate Veterans Organization has revealed that the organization's members include serving military officers, elected officials, public employees, and a national security expert whose curriculum vitae boasts of Department of Defense secret security clearance. Among them are people who participated in the Unite the Right riot in 2017 in August in Charlottesville, Virginia. And there are some that have overlapping membership in the League of the South. Remember when the League of the South proudly announced that they were going to link arms with some sort of white supremacist organization in Mother Russia? Because I do. They file lawsuits and they grunt and bark and hoot about statues of traitors and so forth. The Georgia division of the Sons of Confederate Veterans last week started filed a lawsuit against the city of Decatur, Georgia, you know, where Reggie calls from. And they want to put back a Confederate memorial obelisk that was taken out in June of 2020. And then they put up a new statue of Congressman John Lewis. Yeah. Well, they want their Confederate monument back up. Fuck them. What's particularly fascinating out of this, though, is that this leaked data. A hacktivist gave the data to the Guardian, and it has, get this, names, addresses, phone numbers, email addresses of 59,000 past and present members of the Sons of Confederate Veterans. Of those 59,000, there are 91 that were email addresses associated with government agencies for their contact email. 74 had addresses associated with branches of the military. And the only reason that this hacktivist was able to get this stuff is, the Sons of Confederate Veterans ain't very good at websiting. So their website was configured in such a way that somebody like this hacktivist could get in there and get at the membership roles, their recruiting data, and their internal operations. And it's been like that for years. Because Confederates is so stupid. The Guardian then went through the 59,000 names with a fine-tooth comb. And they found members listed as active. The contact information was included government address emails, armed forces, educational institutions, and non-government organizations. Among other things, some Georgia legislators were there. Scott Wyatt, a delegate from the 97th District in Virginia's House of Delegates, is on the list. Mm-hmm. Dwayne A.J. Probst, the coroner of Osage County, Missouri. He also reached the rank of lieutenant colonel in the Army National Guard. He's an active member. Probst, when asked by the Guardian, said, "Well, it's a friendly organization that doesn't advocate white supremacy. And I joined because of the men who forged the country. The men who forged the country were flawed. I don't know that taking down a statute is going to ameliorate any issues. Our perspective changed as time goes on." Yeah. but Probst apparently is not real, real happy with his Republicanness. I'm a member of a political faction in this country. He's a Republican. There are members of that faction who are loony, in my opinion. That doesn't mean I have to walk away from the organization. Instead, I fight for the values I think it represents. You know, by being in the Sons of Confederate Veterans. Then there's Dr. Danny W. Davis, an active member of the Sons of Confederate Veterans, a professor and program director at Texas A&M University, and a training consultant to the U.S. Army Reserve. He gave a U.S. Army contact email address. He says he's got a Department of Defense secret security clearance, a training consultant to U.S. Army Reserve, San Antonio, Texas, director, certificate, and Homeland Security Program. So, here's a question. Realistically, should there be consequences? Or is that, I mean, come on. I can already hear. Cancel culture! Bullshit. You want to be a member of an organization that celebrates treason? Well, don't hide it. And deal with the consequences. Among other things, this Davis, Dr. Danny W. Davis, has taught a class in, or a seminar maybe, Domestic Terrorism, the Internal Threat to America. And, well, he's a little bit more vocal, Dr. Davis is. He doesn't like taking down monuments to traitors. When we start taking down monuments, I think that's wrong. Because those monuments represent men who were fighting for something they believed in. Yeah, owning other human beings. Dirty fucker. I mean, their beliefs included slavery, but it wasn't just only slavery. I'm not a white supremacist, he said. Right. I mean, most of the people who are members of Sons of Confederate Veterans are just, they're like reenactors, people like me who are interested in history, military veterans. And so I got emails from both Ralphs who says, are these people actually Sons of Confederate Veterans? No. There are no Sons of Confederate Veterans. Because the Confederate veterans and all their sons are all dead. The last widow of a Confederate, of a Civil War veteran. He was a Union veteran. The last widow of a Union veteran, a Civil War veteran, passed away, as wild as it may sound, in the last year. Jeremy in Vermont says, what the actual fuck? There are no more direct sons or daughters of Confederate traitor veterans. The last one was female. She died a few years back. Fuck these white, dumb as dirt white pricks. Amen. You know, cowbell for that. Right. And Dr. Davis there, the guy who teaches about domestic terrorism. Well, yeah, I mean, I talk about right-wing terrorism a little bit, but I also talk about the Antifa and the BLM in the Northwest. Mm-hmm. There were a total of 13 members who used emails from the Citadel, that publicly funded military academy in South Carolina, Stan. Yeah. They will, when they graduate, they will be commissioned officers in the United States military, and they're members of an organization that celebrates treason. And one of those people is retired National Guard Brigadier General Roger Clifton Poole. He's still a professor at the Citadel, and he's twice been the interim president of the institution. Yeah. This is a hell of an article, and it confirms so much of what we've talked about for so long. The law enforcement organizations of this country, the various military organizations of this country, are absolutely awash in treasonous right-wing extremism. And I mentioned the overlap that's there. There are other organizations, even more racist, even more violent. One of those would be a lawyer from North Carolina by the name of Harold Cruz. He's a member of the Sons of Confederate Veterans, but he's also a member of the League of the South. And that lawyer, Harold Cruz, marched at the Unite the Right riot in 2017. And even fought with police when he was there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's far-right activists from Georgia, former Klansman, member of the National Alliance, which is a neo-Nazi organization. Yeah. You know, I can't help wondering when the Select Committee on the attacks of January 6th gets going in earnest, will that, you know, there's no time limit on this Select Committee. And it is said that they will, you know, they'll have subpoena power and they'll go where the investigation takes them, to the extent that whatever wackadoodles spineless Kevin McCarthy puts on the committee will do to derail the process. But will they dig deeply enough to find all of this treason, all of this traitorous behavior? You know, we already know that there was at least one commissioned officer in the United States military that attacked the Capitol on January the 6th. I haven't seen anything. I still wonder if he'll be dealt with under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, given a court-martial and a dishonorable discharge, because that should certainly happen. I mean, I don't think you get to be, I hope you don't get to be a commissioned officer in the United States military and attack your own country's seat of government, for fuck's sake. It's so wrong. But from the Oath Keepers to the Free Percenters, Proud Boys, Boogaloo Incel Tactical Command Headquarters staff, executive staff. I got to make it all spell right. Boogaloo Incel Tactical Command Headquarters executive staff. Bitches. They're all over the military. And yet, you had Matt Gaetz, who was upbraiding General Milley and the Secretary of Defense for having a stand down to teach people about members of the U.S. military about how not to be white supremacists while in the United States military. And he didn't like that. Consequences for Confederate org members. Jack in Shreveport says there's got to be some conflict somewhere with a military oath or a military reg for at least one of these fuckers. How about using official government email addresses or other official communication channels in conjunction with these organizations? Or some kind of security regulation, or giving out official government information to unauthorized people? And if not, some way to hold them accountable as U.S. citizens. Well, I mean, does the United States military need to be hiring as a consultant a guy who's a member of the Sons of Confederate Veterans? There's no honor in that organization. You
It is not about heritage. I mean, hell. I was about to say I could probably qualify for membership, but no, I can't qualify for membership anymore, but I could be a member of the Daughters of the Confederacy, I guess. But why would I want to? I had ancestors on both sides of that conflict. I had ancestors who were in the right and ancestors who were in the wrong. The deeply wrong. And I just can't, I can't see the, can't see the attraction. You know, celebrating the treasonous stupidity of your ancestors? I mean, Jesus, does Germany have a sons of Nazi veterans? Because it's the same thing. You know, sons of the Waffen-SS? I'm guessing the answer's no. Because it's wrong and it's evil? And it's nothing worth remembering or celebrating? Or even noting? You know, I've often said, you know, my grandfather was in the reborn Klan of the 1920s. And, you know, my view of that is that I've tried to spend my life living that down, making amends in some ways. And he got out pretty quick. Because at one point in time, you know, the reorganized Klan was marching to the tune of 100,000 people down Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. in the early part of the 20th century. Nothing to be proud of. And yet, 59,000 names. Lee in New York says, easy access for the hacker. It sounds like the website was vulnerable to an SQL injection. Simply put, that is telling all instead of a single identifier. Well, they left it that way for years, and sooner or later somebody was bound to figure it out, right? And we are better off for having this information before us. Because at least something can conceivably, with, you know, knowledge is power, and something can be done to address something as vile and nasty as this. At some point in time, one hopes. Yeah. So that's pretty much prayer meeting Wednesday, except for one thing. I saved some real nastiness for the very end, because it is prayer meeting Wednesday. This guy is awful. We had him on the program last week, and this is the guy who was celebrating the death of an attendee at Pride in Fort Lauderdale. Gospel sharp Jonathan Shilley of Steadfast Baptist Church in Hearst, Texas, who can't spell steadfast. And he caught enough shit for celebrating the death of that human being that he felt the need to explain himself. Yeah.
You know, a lot of people get mad and they say, well, why would you want someone who is a man with a man, you know, this unnatural sin, know, for that to be punished with the death penalty, or why did God have that? But what you have to understand is the Bible teaches that these people are given unto...
I swear I'm convinced this guy's going to be caught with a man in his mouth.
to all right unrighteousness, that they hate God, that they despise him, and because of their hatred towards the word.
And yet, curiously enough, there are LGBTQQIA plus Christians. But he can't square that circle because he's a Christian and they're not.
God, they end up being capable of doing really horrible sins, like being a pedophile, like committing molestation.
Yeah, curiously enough, there's no scientific connection between anything in the LGBTQ plus community and pedophilia or child molestation. Nothing. Zip. Zilch. On the other hand, however, there's Matt Gaetz, who is straight, 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 and Christian, Christian, Christian. Maybe. Don't know. He's under investigation for child sex trafficking, and there's the actual evidence that was out there in public of him paying the underage sex worker, you know, for sex. Somehow or another, that doesn't make it into Jonathan Schilly's little diatribe. But he did go on to say, and I'm not going to share any more of this filth, that, well, you know, he doesn't want people to go out and start killing the homosexuals. He just wants them executed by the government. Because the Bible says that's what you're supposed to do. You know, a document written in the 8th century BCE by people who didn't understand why it rains and were absolutely gobsmacked by wheelbarrows. Yeah, this prick, says Jeremy in Vermont, protesteth too loudly not to be guilty of the same so-called biblical crimes. Oh, yeah. I know. And so, instead of ending on nasty, how about a win? I like wins. Story comes out of Talibandiana. A federal judge there, who's actually a maggot judge, appointed by the maggot in chief. The state of Talibandiana, the legislature there, passed an enormously stupid piece of legislation, and it went into law. And it said that women's reproductive health care providers, or health care providers generally, had to tell women who wanted to have a medication-induced abortion. The chemical, the pharmaceutical, is called mifepristone, and then misoprostol, which are taken in sequence, and it will end a pregnancy. And in its infinite wisdom, the goobers of the maggots of the Talibandian, the fetus fetishists of the Talibandiana legislature, said that a doctor had to tell a woman that if she'd taken those drugs, that it could be reversed. And even U.S. District Court Judge James Patrick Hanlon, again, appointed by Trump, said, while the state may require abortion providers to give a woman seeking an abortion certain types of information as part of the informed consent process, that information must, at a minimum, be truthful and not misleading. Because the Talibandiana legislature engaged in a great big giant honking lie. It's kind of like the asshole in Ohio said, who wanted to force women who had ectopic pregnancies to have their embryo re-implanted from the fallopian tubes into the uterus, which is not possible. It's not even medically supported. And so even a maggot judge said, no. Now, this is merely an injunction against the law going into effect. It will have to be fully litigated, and it will eventually wind up before those nine wise souls in D.C. Hanlon went so far as to say plaintiffs have shown a reasonable likelihood of being able to show that the required disclosure is not, namely, truthful. But why are we surprised? These are evangelical fetus fetishist Christians, and they are, of course, you know, liars. Mm-hmm. So that brings us to the end of this prayer meeting Wednesday. Thank you again so much for everybody who got us to the end of June fully funded. Thank you. That means there will be a July, a horn in July. We exist month to month. Thank you. And I'm going, as soon as the program's over and I do the upload, I'm going to pay my health insurance premium, and thank you for making that possible. I'm also going to try Podbean again. Because maybe my limitation of my unlimited uploads is over now, because it's tomorrow in China. It's July 1st in China, where Podbean is located. Yeah, I know. Oof. So maybe I'll be able to upload everything that didn't go up on Podbean. That would be wonderful. That was Friday, Monday, Tuesday, and this evening. So thank you one and all for keeping this program on the air and making the wonderful community that you make of it. Thanks to our subscribers from Patreon and PayPal both. Thank you to our a la carte contributors. All of you are the only reason this program exists. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks to each and every one of you who share your precious finite time engaging in the program in whatsoever manner you may choose. Thank you to our all-volunteer staff. Thank you to Brother Bishop Steve in Georgistan moderating this evening. Thank you so much, Steve. Thanks to our news ninjas. Thank you, Brother Deacon Asa, headon.live. Malloy is back this evening. Goody. And there's a fresh Malloy on the way at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The best place, of course, to listen to the first run of Malloy is headon.live. Thank you, John Fox in Australia. Thank you, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thanks to the hardest working people I know, the men and women of Coal River Mountain Watch, CRMW.net. 20-plus years at the forefront of the struggle for human rights and environmental justice in Appalachia. And always, 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 Gina, it's all for you. Please stay safe. Get your vaccine if you haven't already. Encourage other unvaccinated people to get theirs. Maintain your first-line defenses. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Use your hand sanitizer. Wear a mask when you're around people who aren't or may not be vaccinated. Take the Delta variant seriously. And maintain your social distance as well. And, of course, if somebody comes towards you saying, I'm signing this here Stop the Steal banner so the FBI can see me. Freedom! Avoid that person like the plague, because they are. Later.